If you want to listen to real stories about today's most popular celebrities and influencers, I have your number one source, and it's our Hollywire podcast, Behind the Fame. What's going on, everyone? I'm Toni Morris, creator, host, and CEO of Hollywood's most talked about celebrity news outlet of all time, Hollywire. Hollywire's Behind the Fame podcast reveals juicy celebrity relationship stories, tips and advice on how to be a true influencer, and the positives and negatives of being in the limelight. I've interviewed stars like Post Malone, Billie Eilish, and Ariana Grande before anyone else even knew who they were. My co-host, Jana Rosenberg, and I pride ourselves on knowing who the next big household name is before anyone else does. Once you listen to Behind the Fame, you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll even feel like you're actually part of the conversation. Hollywire Behind the Fame. Catch new episodes every week. Available anywhere you download your podcasts.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh. Well,
you know, I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports fans collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge.
Yeah, that's right.
We back, baby. Right.
We back.
What it do, baby?
We back, baby. You know what I'm saying? I know we out here got the nice setup and everything. We came back in a big way for this year, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Came back fresh. Well, we got that new man special.
Got that new man special. Right.
Video. But yeah, that voice you all hear, you know, for those of you that are new to the show, who are you, B?
BZ430. That's
who
I am.
Who are you in the red shirt?
You know who this is, man.
It's B420-7, man.
Thank you, BZ.
The people that this is their first time seeing a new set. They don't know.
They don't know.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. 24/7.
There you go.
All day, every day.
And my African brother.
You know what I'm saying? It's your boy. You know what I'm saying? The African brethren. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Nikki Duce, A.K.A. Mr. No Disrespect.
No ashy knees in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? No ashy knees. No ashy knees, baby.
Got a nice
no set, ashy knees.
Hey, you know.
It's your boy. We out here.
It'll show up under this blue light.
All right. I thought it was a pro
see?
Anyway, man. But yeah, man, it's good to be back, man. The NFL preseason has kicked off. A lot has been going on in the NBA, you know, in the off season. So we got a few things to catch up there, and just start looking ahead for the NFL season. I'm sorry, and then so we're gonna do our positional previews for the next couple of weeks. So we're gonna start this week with the top five NFL preview. So, but man, we'll love your feedback. Let us know how you're digging the new set. We're gonna try it with the lights on this week, and we're gonna try it with the lights off next week, or maybe halfway through the show we'll turn the lights off and get some feedback from you guys real time about what you guys like. But yeah, man, we doing something different. We done came up a little bit, man. So
making moves.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, man. What are we starting with? Nick?
I was gonna say shit. First week of preseason, I was saying we might as well recap that. See how, especially for the young QBs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We get to see Kyler Murray. We saw Dwayne Haskins. We saw what's the kid out of Denver?
He's a rookie.
Yeah, rookie out of
rookie
Denver.
QB.
Yeah, rookie QB.
Drew Locke.
That's what it is. Drew Locke. Right. Daniel Jones, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Then, boy. The future bust to be. Oh, yeah, now, yeah. Boy. Yeah,
now, hey, like, I was the only one defending him.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
You're the giant.
But out of the new QBs that we saw, did anybody stick out to y'all?
Kyler.
Really? All he did was run around and throw the ball?
Yeah, but the level of athleticism he possesses is elite. Not a height thing. You know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Russell and Drew excel.
So can he be
in that class?
But at the same time, they never had to play strictly out of shotgun either.
Mm-hmm. No, but the way he can throw that ball and the way that offenses are ran now with RPOs and things of that nature, like he's very quick twitch. He can get out of trouble. I think that he can save himself. Hopefully we'll see if he's Russell Wilson or RG3 in terms of being able to avoid shots. If he's able to avoid shots, I think that he can maybe do something in this league. But if he can't get out of bounds, if he don't know how to slide, if he can't do any of that stuff, quick wrap. Quick wrap.
I mean, it's what? Guys that won't even be on the team, you know, in a week or two?
Exactly.
Obviously, they design plays for him to get out, make easy completions, roll out here, roll out there.
Get it out quick.
You know, scramble, mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but it looked good, though. He passed the eye test.
For now, man.
Don't tell me I'm crazy.
He's been past the eye test. I don't know if he passed. That's why we drafted him number one.
Okay, yeah, I won't shit on him.
Speak your truth, man. Don't hold back.
He did look like he passed the eye test, but I think it could be a deception.
You think because it's the level of talent that he's going against?
Yeah, man.
But the way that ball come out.
He's not a bad thrower at all, but at the same time, when you have a QB that strictly has to come out of one specific formation to really be successful, that's a weakness. That's not a strength.
But I think that you can discuss. I think that Cliff Kingsbury is the type of head coach, offensive wizard that can figure that out.
Like how long though? It's the NFL.
No, I feel you.
But the Cardinals head coach.
This is what he's taught it to be, eh?
But I'm just saying, what has he done to say that, to get that faith out of you?
I'm just saying, I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of people with insiders. I see what they're doing, right? We saw Kyler Murray get the ball out quick. He said, we're not going to really show our hand. Mm-hmm. But you saw Kyler Murray. And if that's what the offense is going to be like, that plays to his strengths. And you can by even in shotgun, right? Like you can move from shotgun to a pistol formation, right? He can get under center. You can run sweeps. Like you can do different things with him. You can even put him out there as a wide receiver and run wildcat. You still have David Johnson, right? That's his name. You know I'm bad with names. The running back. Who's the running back?
Look.
You can be
creative. He's been fighting a lot of injuries, though.
He has been. So hopefully he can be, injury free as can be. Right, he's obviously still a weapon. Larry Fitzgerald, the Aces wonder. Now he's playing on the inside. He's still productive.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
900 yards.
Exactly. Yeah. He's going to be a safety blanket for him. So obviously, you're also going to have to put him on the move and use those wheels because that offensive line is not that good. And I'm not saying that they're going to win a lot of games. I'm just saying that Kyler Murray is going to be in a very weird situation because I think he has the talent to be the best quarterback, right, out of this draft, the best talented quarterback out of this draft. But that if they can't start protecting him by year two or if he takes too many big shots, he's too small. Like physically, yeah. And even though he's stout, he ain't no little guy.
And what pick did the Cardinals select him as? Number one.
Number one.
Which usually means that you are the worst team, which usually means you need the most help. And like you mentioned, that offensive line, he has to be in shotgun formation not because of only his size, but because he knows that line, he needs more time off that line. So he's had to literally distance himself from the line to get more time. It's like, and this is vanilla defense we're talking about in the preseason. He's going against he's in the toughest division. He's going against Aaron Donald twice a year. Regardless, he's going against Bobby Wagner twice a year.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Nick Bosa. Like, these, like.
And I feel you, and so does Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson has tremendous success, does he not?
Is he anywhere?
Does he not?
No, he does.
What do you mean? Is he anywhere? What? Wait, hold on. The proof is in the pudding, and I understand that we are projecting. I'm not saying that he's going to be Russell Wilson.
You ain't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Is he anywhere near as experienced as Russell Wilson is right now?
No. Was Russell Wilson experienced as a rookie? And did Russell Wilson not have success?
But
let's compare apples to apples. Rookie year, Russell.
Apples to oranges right now. You talking about to a vet to a rookie? It's apples and oranges.
Is that what I just said? That's not what I said. Is my mic working? Can he hear me?
You said apples to apples.
Oh, man. I was going to mention, did anybody check out Dwayne Haskins yet?
We'll get there. Stop.
He's just a rookie.
Listen. I was just asking.
Hold on.
Let me wrap this up.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, I hope the brother succeeds. I'm pulling for him. I just need to see more his first week, vanilla defenses. So We got about three more weeks, and then first week, and then we'll see. So, but yeah, so far so good. I didn't see Haskins.
You want to?
I saw the box score. I was like, I don't know about that.
You watched the video?
Nah, I didn't get a chance to watch the video.
Some highlights. You got to watch because the NFL, they break it down. Every throw and run and
it was bad.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't bad.
It was.
He had the most series out of all the young QBs, right? He had like six drives that he did. Everybody else, Daniel Jones only had one. Kyler Murray only had one.
Daniel Jones' drive was pretty impressive. That touchdown throw he threw, I mean, granted, it was, I know, Cam. Granted, it was against preseason.
I liked it.
But that touchdown throw. Yeah. I mean, I know. Did you see it? I mean, I know you playing QB.
I didn't see him.
It was tight. Like, he threw it tight as a,
corner route.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, he threaded the needle.
I saw bust.
Hold tight.
Haskins.
Oh, okay.
Haskins.
You saw bust for Haskins, too?
Oh, I didn't watch the highlights. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up.
You saw the box score.
Yeah.
I'm just saying with Haskins.
Yeah, Haskins, it didn't. I mean, but it's one preseason.
It's one preseason.
Nervous, you know.
I think he had the most. I think if you put any of those QBs out for as long as he was out, you'll see a lot more mistakes.
Exactly. Because he had more time to make mistakes than the other QBs.
So, but yeah. I like the zip on his ball. I think he throws a great ball. I think he showed more agility in his pocket presence as far as, like, trying to extend plays than I saw him even at Ohio State in that one preseason game.
I hope he don't end up like Troy Smith.
I hope he don't either.
Oh, man.
But that was injury that got Troy Smith.
Man, but
because and Joe Flacco ain't let up since.
But still, man, so, I just hope he don't end up like Troy Smith.
Yeah, so I think with Dwayne, he ain't got nobody else behind him. Alex Smith may be out the lead.
Who's running the ball for the Redskins?
They got Peterson still. They
is
got,
Alpha Morris still there?
No, he's out.
He's out. Okay.
Who's the guy? His name is Juice or something like. It's GUICE. That they got a young running back out. I think he got an LSU or one of the Southeastern Conference teams. He's supposed to be really good. He was actually supposed to be their number one back before he tore his ACL last year.
Oh, okay.
And that's how AP and them got started.
Okay.
But I think Haskins. He throws a good ball. He looks composed. I wouldn't mind if the Giants had drafted him. So, I think if you give any of these young QBs longer time, they're going to make mistakes. He made some mistakes, but as long as he learns from them, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
This preseason for these guys is about is learning how the real game is.
Learn how to play at this level.
Learn how to play at this speed.
Yeah, this
everybody
speed.
Everybody fast. Yeah. Everybody can hit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can know, is smarter than you, if not way, has seen it all, done it all. So, just play your game, get comfortable. That's all it's about. So,
That's true.
That's all I got to say with Haskins. I don't know what y'all got to say.
He look all right, man. I'm looking at it now. He look all right. Everybody. Oh, look at that ball. Look at that.
But let me see. Keep watching.
Nah, he just fumbled. I mean, that's the receiver. He fumbled the ball.
Nah, keep watching.
But he had some good throws.
Get to 2.5 minutes of the highlights.
Oh, that was a bad throw. He just misread it. He underthrew it because it was supposed
to be back shoulder. And he just messed up because he can't throw a back shoulder yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just rookie mistake.
That's supposed to be in your arsenal. Look at that.
He had no control over that. He got ran through.
No. But he, look, man, come on.
And
these are second string
talk
people,
to,
right?
Talk to him, people.
Come on, man.
Talk to him.
You're supposed to elevate.
It looks like he's doing college. Look at that. Oh, yeah.
He know how to slide.
That's the one thing I did like. He slide.
Obviously, he has an NFL arm.
Yeah, he has the talent.
He has an NFL arm.
That's safe. That's what Kyler Murray was doing.
Okay.
Little crossing routes.
Look at this. Can't read looking at this team.
Okay. That was decent.
That was a decent
read. Watch.
That was okay.
He's really looking
at it. It's a mixed bag. This highlight tape is a mixed bag.
It looked like there was some indecision on that throw, too. Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was bad.
That was rookie.
Yeah.
He got a mixed bag. He's going to learn. By the fourth preseason game, he's going to be a lot better.
You think he's going to come out the gate starting?
Yeah, he has to.
He has to.
Alex Smith is still – they don't know when he's coming back. Colt McCoy.
Man, so they're throwing him out to the woods, huh?
Yeah, they got to.
Woo!
They got to. When does a top 10 pick not – or like a first-round QB not start?
Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens.
It hasn't happened.
I don't
a lot.
Like
Daniel Jones might not get might not start right away.
What was Mahomes was like top 14, right?
Yeah, he was top 14.
Yeah, I'm talking about but first round. He started at only him, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be all right. He's gonna be all right. He's gonna be all right. He just made a couple of bad reads. He's gonna be all right. Sam Darnold was shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't fuck with Sam Darnold.
I don't either, but you know.
I've been listening to Colin Cowherd, and this motherfucker be talking about Sam Darnold like
he's next guy.
Like he next up to take over the league.
Peyton Manning threw a lot of interceptions.
His rookie year. He sure did. He sure did.
So, yeah. So, I ain't going to be quick to judge. I mean, at least he made the mistakes. Like,
Yeah, you're not scared to make them.
Exactly. And he took downfield throws. Kyler Murray didn't take a lot of downfield throws like that. So, anyway. All right. So, we'll see what happens next preseason for him.
So, Daniel Jones can't talk to me, bro.
Bust.
Why?
Man, that throw, man.
What throw?
Pull up the high.
It didn't.
He was 5 for 5. What throw?
Come on, man. You know that was nitpicking at this point. That was cheesy.
You nitpicking.
I'm not nitpicking. The way he threw that ball, like.
What throw?
How you throw a kid? What the hell was that?
Hell no.
It was almost. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Yeah. I ain't like the touchdown throw. I'm gonna try to find it.
Why you hating on him? Because the Giants ain't picked the black man.
I don't know, man. It was just something about that throw. I was like, it just.
Now, to me.
It didn't look good.
It could have been picked off twice, but at the same time, if you fit it in, you fit it in. Like, most QBs, they fit. Aaron Rodgers, he be throwing into windows that like, I didn't expect it to be that open, but you made it happen.
But when certain quarterbacks do it, it's intentional. What certain other quarterbacks do is like you got lucky.
We don't know that about him yet.
And sometimes you can tell that.
It's his first drive. How you going? That was his first NFL drive.
I'm trying to pull it up.
All I'm saying is that even young Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, like there's just certain quarterbacks when they do that, it's like, oh, okay, YouTube, you on a whole nother level. Why are we judging him like he's shitty?
Like we expect him to be shitty. Why?
All right, here we go. So this Haskins. So look, safe, easy, but that's okay. You need to be able to make those throws in the NFL.
FIFO, here you go. This is looking at Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he got him.
This is the touchdown drive. Okay. That's not a bad throw. That was in between traffic.
Okay. I do appreciate this as someone that.
Yeah,
it's like he's 5 for 5. So that was the second one.
Look how he dissects the defense. Great pocket.
That was a good downfield throw.
That's an interesting trajectory on his ball.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting the way that came out.
I think this is right here.
He's poised. He doesn't.
No, that was third. This is fourth.
He got the third down pass.
See, that's the pass the other buddy can't make.
Haskins?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Tom Brady.
Here you go.
You know what? His trajectory is weird.
Yes, that's what I saw.
That's weird.
I didn't have the word for it.
Because it goes up, and then it levels, and then it comes down.
Yeah.
Is that a fastball?
Like a slider?
Yeah, like a slider.
Because you see sidearm guys, like Aaron Rodgers throws sidearm sometimes, you know, especially on the run. Pat Mahomes can. And their trajectory oftentimes is, because they got boom, like they got cannons, both of those guys, right? So. Yeah. You see the trajectory just it goes. Or when they put fire on it, they got to get it through one. It's a laser. And even when they put it over the top, it's like it has a pretty – it's like a jump shot. That shit is weird. I don't think I've ever seen a trajectory do that, like where it stays and then it drops again like that. I don't think I've seen that before.
And when the competition gets better.
Right, gets better. Right, of course. Yeah. But that was
That was
impressive
weird.
Throw.
You don't see that because
– No, it was.
It was impressive throw.
Head
yeah.
coach Pat Shurmur, he said that he wants to get him more reps, and he would have played more in that game, but they had like an hour delay because of the weather. But
but it's early. We'll see.
We'll see.
I mean,
especially
5 for 5 touchdown drive.
That third preseason game where you see in a dress rehearsal, even though we're starting to see a lot more starters not play in these preseason games.
Yeah, they just like –
Yeah,
they be chilling, don't they?
They be chilling. like, y'all think Julio doing the same thing, or he really fight?
Or he really
fighting the end? You know, because don't he got like a little?
I haven't heard anything serious.
I thought something was wrong with his foot. Like something was going on with his foot. Yeah,
I didn't know about that, but I thought he was just sitting out like, I'm not playing until y'all pay me real quick.
Probably that too.
Well, you know, he came out publicly and said that Arthur Blank said he got us. So
yeah,
you know, so I think he has faith.
Or at least you he got more faith in him than Jerry Jones.
He's the best
huh?
player on the team. Yeah. They better pay him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who's left?
Come on, rookies?
Yeah, I mean.
QBs. Is that everybody?
Yeah, as far as like the most.
Yeah, the most talked about.
Most talked about
I like
QBs.
I like the Broncos rookie QB because I've been following. I was watching him in college, so I was excited to see what team he went to. And the fact that the Broncos selected him, I was like, that might be the actually best pick that they've made in a while, because that's actually a legit QB that reminds me that's somebody that I respect, and also something that John Elway would respect too, because he's a gunslinger. Mm-hmm. Like, he likes gunslingers. So as long as once he gets his, again, he's a rookie, he got to get his timing, he got to get his accuracy, and, you know, cut down the mistakes. But I think he could be a really good QB for the Broncos. So, yeah, that's about it.
All right. What's next? I don't have the outline up.
AB.
This drama, boy.
All right, look, man. All
right, you're this big defender. Make your defense. That's why you got the suit tie on.
When did I defend AB? My whole thing is, it just goes back to last year. For those of you that are new to the show, last year towards the beginning of the season, maybe preseason, I said I would trade AB and Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, yeah, you was on my side. Who was arguing for AB? He was one of y'all.
Arguing for AB? Because
me and Kim was the only ones that was like, he ain't worth it.
Yeah, get them niggas.
Oh, about to Pittsburgh?
Keeping them in Pittsburgh?
In general, about AB's worth in the NFL. He lost a lot of stock from last
year. And it's
year.
Getting worse, bro.
And it's getting, that's what I'm
saying. Like, I saw it, but, like, he's really showing.
He don't give a fuck.
Not only don't he give a fuck, but have you noticed how quiet it's been in Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. Have you noticed we haven't been talking about Pittsburgh?
It's just about football.
It's all business.
You know when your parents get older and they kick the niggas out the house, the house stay clean a little bit longer.
Yeah, man.
The refrigerator.
All we talking about are the Raiders. That's it. Mm-hmm. But you notice who's not getting a lot of criticism yet? Gruden. Can you imagine if Tomlin or Le'Veon Bell was in Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
We saw Le'Veon Bell on the show without cussing people out on social media. That would have been, oh, that's a leadership problem.
Yep.
Oh, what, is it the Gates leadership problem? Is it the Jets leadership problem? What's going on in New York? Nah, man, I got to.
Because Gruden was getting slandered before AB, and he's still getting slandered now.
He ain't getting slandered for this AB situation.
AB's a shield right now for Gruden.
Yes, you're absolutely right. AB is taking all the heat.
His headlines are way bigger than Gruden's headlines, bro. Gruden is flying under the radar.
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No, he's not.
How is he not?
First of all, they're on hard knocks. They're not going to be flying under anybody's radar. Everything is going to be exposed, especially after that first episode.
But what's being exposed about John Gruden? John Gruden is John Gruden. I watched it.
The decision to trade for AB. Why would you bring that into your locker room?
No.
Because
it was for a third, the talent, immense talent, and a third round pick.
Okay, but at the same time, again, why are you bringing this particular talent?
Because if you're John Gruden, you feel that you can massage that, and the great coaches have to be able to deal with players like that.
I don't think we're there yet, though. I don't think they're having that discussion yet about. Was this the right decision? I've heard, one guy say
it. I'm hearing it now. The reason why people are not really getting on him yet is because, again, it's early. It's still preseason. Like,
you got to see.
But that's the hypocrisy that I'm pointing out. Like, if this was in Pittsburgh under a black coach and this was early, there would be questioning Tomlin's leadership.
And I want to agree with you, but I also got to play devil's advocate because AB was with Pittsburgh doing this for years, though. And once he left, people like Calvary talked about he got somebody
but
Pittsburgh.
But it proves Ken's point that it's not Tomlin.
But I'm saying if the behavior's been there for years, that means you allowed it. And Tomlin has been quoted to say, I'll allow it until it becomes.
And Gruden, is Gruden not doing the same thing?
Exactly. Right. He's not getting the same.
What production are we talking about yet? There's
allowing him to do that.
But we know AB is going to get production. That's just what
we don't know that yet.
Come on, man.
Let's just go based on.
Why are you being disrespectful? Is that not being disrespectful? That's hella disrespectful. So he's not top five?
Let me ask you one question. Where are you going? You jumping the broom.
I'm just saying.
Bring him out.
Go ahead. It's phrase, baby. Bring him out.
When we talked about LeBron going to Lakers, what did we say that was a guarantee? Going to the playoffs, right?
Yep.
Did the Lakers go to the playoffs last year?
Nope. But did I predict? I predicted they wasn't going to go. Oh. I said they wasn't going to go to the playoffs.
You was in the minority on that, right?
I said that. Yeah, I was in the minority.
What am I saying right now? What y'all assuming? AB going to get production. For what? Because of Derek Carr?
So
No,
let me put it this way.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, because the quarterback still has to get him the ball. But we know historically the talent has typically matched the production of AB.
Yes.
All right.
AB's
so
that dude. That, AB,
yeah.
I'm not saying he ain't, but he's in a whole different situation.
Right, but that's why they traded for him for what he's done in the past, hoping to get the return on that investment in the future.
But they also knew that he could be a headache coming in.
Yeah, they knew two things. They knew he could be he was a headache, so, and they knew that he's immensely talented.
Yeah, good. So Gruden didn't care.
If I'm talking to one of my homies, right, and I tell him, like, this bitch crazy, right? Don't fuck with her. She crazy. He be like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I can handle her. I can tame her. All this. And then he end up messing with her, and then some crazy shit happens. What you going to say?
We told you so.
We told you so. That's the same shit that's happening.
But that's not happening to Gruden yet. Nobody's saying I told you so.
And I got to put my hand in the cookie jar. Sometimes you just got to do that. Yeah. Because how am I going to know not to put my hand in the cookie jar in the future?
Because smart people learn from their mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others.
Hey, the Raiders be like, look, I'll pay for it.
I said Gruden don't care.
And
he don't care.
John Gruden really don't care because he got 9 or 8 more years after this season to still do whatever the fuck.
But I think my whole bunch of first-round draft picks.
Yep. Right, right.
Exactly. So his future is secure. So at the end of the day.
But what is Gruden known as? Because that's what I'm hearing.
He's a quarterback
Gruden. He's known as a disciplinary, right? That's what I've been hearing. That he doesn't tolerate stuff like this.
I would say he's more of a motivator. I won't say discipline.
They say that he don't typically play games or with guys like
now,
this.
He did do that to what did he do to Keyshawn Johnson? Didn't he kick him off?
He's had issues. Yeah, he had issues with Keyshawn Johnson too. Yeah, I saw it. But we still good. We still
okay.
But
Keyshawn Johnson, what you saying? Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, Keyshawn Johnson.
Kick him off. Kicked him off the team or he put him on the bench. He did something to him, right?
When he was at Tampa.
Yeah.
Hey, I forgot what something happened between them. I can't remember.
It don't matter.
It don't.
The problem is that I just don't like the hypocrisy that I'm seeing. That's all.
But AB himself, as a player, he has to be aware of what the noise is going on. Like, he has to realize that he is a distraction now. Like, you can't.
Of course.
You can't do the things he does. You can't say the stuff he says.
He's the constant in everything. And that's apparent.
But does he not realize that that's bringing down his stock?
But I think that he's more worried about being himself versus worrying about anybody's stock. Because he feels that his production on the field is my stock. So it don't matter. You're going to have to take me with everything I come with. And there's always going to be a job for him because he's too talented to pass up.
He is very talented. But as far as making that talent make sense for a team concept, it doesn't make sense because regardless of all his production he's done, he ain't won a Super Bowl not that I've known of. Was he on that 20? Was it 2009? Was when they won against Arizona? He on that squad, lost to Green Bay?
He went on that squad.
So it's just like for all the routes you run, for all the yards you got, for all the touchdowns you got, for all the celebrations you do, you ain't got shit to say for it, for real.
What you mean, man?
He ain't got shit to say for it. In the big games, do you know where AB at?
No,
he at home.
But Nick, let me ask you something. People with his level of stats, are they with or without a ring, are they in the Hall of Fame, yes or no?
He will be a Hall of Famer. Is that all that matters?
No, I'm just saying that's the end game. At the end of the day.
I thought it was only going to win chips.
Of course, but not everybody win chips.
Yeah, right? but you strive for chips.
No, of course. And all I'm saying, the point is that there's some greats that win them, and there's some greats that just don't even play in them. It just works out that way, dog. It's just the law of averages. And as great as AB is, he should have a chip, but he may not. But at the end of the day, he will be immortalized and forever remembered.
Will he not win a chip because of him or because that's just the luck of the draw for the NFL?
I think that for AB is going to be situation. Because I think that talent can overcome, and I think that as he ages, right, he's not as quick twitchy. He can't make as big plays. He may be out the league, or maybe they might be a team like the Patriots that'll take a flyer on him, get him as an inside slot guy. He already does that, you know what I'm saying? But maybe at a diminished, you know, whatever. And, you know, at the end of the day, look, man, he gonna be a Hall of Famer, and that's what matters.
But that's what matters. You just brushing everything under the rug then.
Because people come with baggage, dog. And he's not the first, and he's not gonna be the last.
There's certain baggage that you can accept, and there's certain behaviors you just can't. Like, this is a behavior of him, like,
I'm so talented I can get away with shit. That's basically what you're saying.
But that's but it happens in every walk of life.
But when it so, when it translates to franchise success, then it's acceptable. Like Lawrence Taylor, nobody's accepting Lawrence Taylor if he don't win them two rings.
But the whole Pittsburgh offensive line was coked out too, bro. Like that was just a whole different era of football, dog.
But I'm just saying, there's
the same way everybody smoked weed now, bro. It's the same shit, bro.
I'm just saying, when it changes your perception on that player.
No, of course. All I'm saying is shines a brighter light. Like that person is elevated. Right, I get that. It is what it is, and not everybody's gonna have that certain level of elevation. Not everybody's great career is gonna be equally as great. And AB may be a tier two lower, but he's gonna be a Hall of Fame player.
What do you think AB is doing this year?
I think 900 plus yards if he plays all, like 50. Plus? Yeah.
How many touchdowns?
8-9 plus.
Do you care about the yards or the touchdowns?
I care about making like big plays when they need them.
I care about touchdowns. I don't care about the yards. So to me,
regardless of wins or losses, you just care about touchdowns.
I'm saying for his for
that's
his,
what I'm saying. So
his,
like
for his worth on
so, like, so, 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 so I already know who's got, my number one
say,
on your list.
Say if he got 12 touchdowns, but they still go 4-12. Like, but if he get 900 yards and they go 12-4.
Well, they was going. I have low expectations for this team, regardless.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people do.
I think
they don't have a lot.
They won 4 games last year. Or
that's a good question.
Can you see how many games they won? I say if he doesn't win them 2 more games this year, then it wasn't worth the trade.
I'm a look.
Because to me, I think AB's worth 2 games, at least from the stats. And if I'm looking at, he got to get at least 10 touchdowns this year.
At least 10?
At least 10.
Yeah, they went 4-12 last year.
So if he can get them 6-8?
6-10.
6-10 or whatever?
Yeah. That's considered a win for you?
That's a win for me.
Wow. Okay,
because AB can say I got you 2 more games and I still got the same production that I got as far as touchdowns. Because when you going up for them AB contracts, stats. They don't give a damn about the yards; they care about the touchdowns. Well, you putting points on the board? You can get 2,000 yards and no touchdowns and shit.
Either way it go, all I want to see is John Gruden get criticized. That's
he been getting criticized since he got hired. We criticized him. Everybody criticized him.
I'm talking about for this AB's thing.
All right, that's so, it. Before you asked the question, you says top 5. Where do I got AB?
No. I'm just saying. I know you ain't got Julio number one. If you consider touchdowns very high on your list,
no, Julio's number one. Mm. Julio Jones is the best wide receiver in the NFL today. There's not a better wide receiver. If I was to do a my player of wide receivers, I'm designing a Julio Jones ass nigga.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. But you just said that you value touchdowns at a high rate, and there's other wide receivers that get more touchdowns.
Yeah, but Julio Jones doesn't get as many touchdowns because of the cast that he's around it. He is surrounded by a lot of talent.
So but why he get the yards then?
He gets the yards because he's the best wide receiver in the league. He gets the touches, but some of those touches don't always lead to touchdowns.
And you know he has the most red zone targets in the NFL, right? Julio gets targeted.
Yeah, but he also gets double covered. So it's not
but so do all of the other great wide receivers on that's in the top 5.
Real quick.
Why you roll your eyes all these times?
I'm just saying, like, I still think he's the best. I mean, you can say all that.
Just for last year reference, Antonio Brown stats. He played 15 games, had 104 receptions, three yards away from 1,300, and he had 15 touchdowns. That's his stats last year. Mm-hmm. Just a reference for this year if you kind of want to. So, yeah, 15 touchdowns. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
In 15 games.
Ben and Juju. How much of that is Ben and Juju?
I don't think Juju factors into that. I think it's Ben. Ben throws him the ball regardless if he got two people.
No, of course. But I'm just saying with Juju now on the field, like, you can't double AB the same way. Like, you can't put the same attention.
I don't think Juju is that good. I don't think you do that good.
Oh, we off to a good start this season, man.
Buddy.
I didn't say he's shitty. I don't think he's that good.
He's not on your top 5 list?
Hell no, he ain't on my top 5 list. Juju Smith-Schuster?
He's not on your top
5. Hell no, he's not on my top 5 list. I know 5 players right now. My top 5 in order is Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, I have Michael Thomas as number three. I have DeAndre Hopkins at number four. Ooh. And I got OBJ at number five.
You disrespectful, boy.
Just for totality of touchdowns is more important. Julio hasn't had a double-digit touchdown season since 2012.
Mm. Ooh, that's a meal, that's almost a decade, boy.
To get on your boy Julio, he hit, and that was in 2012, he had 10. In 2013, he had 2. But he only played 5 games. In 2014, he played 15 games, only had 6. 2015, he played 16 games, only had 8. 2016, played 14 games, had 6. 2007, played all 16, only had 3. And last year, he had 8.
And wait till we see 2019, 2020.
And what did I just say before B even said that? Who has the most red zone targets?
I come with numbers, baby. Julio. I come with numbers, baby. Julio. You know what I'm saying? I hit the mix with numbers.
I'm going to say this right now. That fucked up a lot of things that I just said.
Hey, man. Kim, my nigga, man. Kim, my nigga. Kim.
Yo.
Yo.
I feel you. I feel you.
What, Kim?
Yo. For his episode back, baby. We back, baby. We back. That motherfucker
sports, man. 15 this year. At least 12.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, man.
Nah, man. Nah. You can't expect that.
That's my top five regardless, though. That's
I feel you. Look, here's the thing. Obviously, I 100% agree. Like, you could make an argument for Julio. Fuck the touchdowns. Yeah. Look at the production.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, and that's why, to me, when you asked me the question about AB, the numbers are the numbers, and you know I'm a numbers guy, but it's about consistency and longevity, right? And if you have a year or two that you're off, that's fine. But with AB, Julio, these great wide receivers, it's about the moments that they make to get their team in position to win, right? Like, the Falcons have been a winning organization for a very long time, in them 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. And them yards represent them. If they don't get the touchdown, if Julio doesn't get the touchdown, the team got the touchdown, or they got that field goal to win the game. If you look at Matt Ryan's stats in terms of leading winning drives to win the game, he's up there amongst one of the best. Like, he's top three. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you know, right? Can't pull that up. But I know he's top three. And Julio's a big part of that. Those are the reasons why, like, AB, to me, if he gets 900 yards, it's cool. Because can you make those plays? Can we win because of that toe touch? You know what I'm saying? Can we win because of that? And those guys provide that.
So that was a nice soliloquy, but what's your top five?
So number one for me, DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because I think he has it all. Like, he has the production, he has the physicality, obviously not to the level of Julio's just a fucking monster.
He's a freak.
But I think he has it all. He has the release, he got the ballerina shit, you know, he got a little toughness, he got some grit to his game. He ain't pretty all the time, you know what I'm saying? I love that about him. And then it's not about the quarterback, it's about DeAndre Hopkins actually elevating my guy,
Deshaun Watson.
You know what I'm saying?
Which I don't know how the hell he went ranked over my man from Cleveland.
Oh, I know. Hey, they disrespect
Baker
Did
Mayfield.
You make the list?
How the hell Baker Mayfield is ranked higher than Deshaun Watson?
Because disrespect made the list.
What you mean? Or I made the list?
Huh?
What you mean?
You made that list. That's the reason why you put Baker Mayfield over Deshaun Watson. Because you disrespectful.
That was crazy.
Nah, I wouldn't put Baker Mayfield. Over
you disrespectful.
I probably would.
See.
Slightly above. It's like one and one.
Disrespectful. Disrespectful.
How would you put him over Deshaun Watson?
I see more potential with.
No, I feel you, but Deshaun Watson.
It hasn't been realized yet.
Exactly.
If you're talking about right now, yes, Deshaun Watson's the better quarterback, but I believe that Baker Mayfield would be.
But this is not our projection. This is off of what we done
did. We always talk about projections. Go ahead with your top five.
Anyway, number two is Julio. So, say, hey, look, the motherfucker is like Megatron. You talking about physical freak, got every route, I think he has the strongest hands in the NFL.
And he's quick, too.
He's quick, he's fast, he's powerful, he has agility. He has it. He's like, if LeBron was a wide receiver, just a smaller version, it'd be Julio. I think that's what LeBron would be if he was a wide receiver, just smaller. Number three, I got AB. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? AB, you talking about a guy that can really do anything on the field, man. Go deep, short, turn it into something big. You know what I'm saying? You talking about a guy fast and quick, too. You know, I think a lot of these wide receivers are fast and quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To have that ability to explode and take
but he's
a,
the quickest, though.
Yeah, he's the quickest by mm-hmm. far. He's the quickest by far. Well, I'm not going to say that by far because number four has something to say about that, Odell. You know what I'm saying? Odell's one of those guys, too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got you.
We'll see.
He
injury prone. I'm saying we'll see. Man, that could have slowed him down. Look.
Cleveland better win that division, boy.
They better
win the division now.
They won't, but they better.
This is the year to do it. If they don't do it this year, they ain't doing it ever.
Now, here's the thing. Now, if we're splitting hairs between them and Pittsburgh, right, in that division, and
Pittsburgh got the edge for me.
I'm just saying. Like, if Pittsburgh wins the division by one game, I get it. That's cool. But but they got to be up there. They can't be, like, 9-7. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be 10 and
7. That's a good jump for Cleveland, though.
Nah, but that's too much talent. That's too much talent.
Before Baker got there, they were in a game in 2 years.
But we understand that. But Baker is the guy. And think about how many times we've been doing this show for a very long time.
Yep.
And how many times do I say we don't get young quarterbacks enough help early? You mm-hmm. wait till you fucking sign him to a big ass contract, and then you want to try to get everything on a penny, right? Yep. Now you got Baker on the rookie deal, you got Odell, you got Landry, you got Njoku. You know what I'm saying? You got three running backs.
And who always preaching about rookie deals and surrounding
and then value? Of course. So
didn't he just say we don't do projections on the show? And we're talking about projections. He's talking about projections right now.
You fishing like a motherfucker because you had a back shot on Julio. And number five is Juju.
Yeah, you get your four.
Oh my.
Yeah, good. Odell.
Okay. And number five is Juju.
Juju.
I got my five.
Go ahead, dude.
So at number one, I'm with FIFO. I got DeAndre Hopkins. At number two, I got Julio. And number three, I got Odell Beckham. I think Odell Beckham is top three.
I feel you.
And number four, I got Michael Thomas, one of the Saints. And number five, I got Antonio Brown. Just because Antonio Brown, talent-wise, and working.
You can't deny
what Antonio Brown brings to the table, man. That dude is like.
AB at five,
that
though?
Dude is. You said what?
AB at five?
Yeah, AB at five. That's my top five. Yeah.
Okay. So I got same order. Y'all top three.
Okay.
DeAndre.
Hopkins. Well, no, our three was different.
Yeah, because I had who?
Oh, I had AB. Okay. I had AB at three. He had Odell at three.
I had Odell at four.
He had Julio at one. You had.
Yeah, I got DeAndre Julio.
Y'all first two were the same.
Just say your list, man.
Hold on.
You trying to take somebody else's list.
No. Because I got a different. I mean, I got everybody except there's one guy I'm putting in. But yeah, I'm with you. AB will be third. Fourth will be OBJ. And number five, Davante Adams.
Who's your first two?
Yeah, I was seeing his name a lot.
DeAndre Hopkins and Julio. Yeah.
You got Davante Adams at five?
Bro, Davante can ball, bro.
I'm not saying that he can't, but at five?
Yes.
He's better than Michael Thomas?
Yes.
He's better than...
Question. Anybody got you? You have Tyreek Hill on your list?
I don't think no one has.
The only thing he running from the police.
Hey, they ain't gonna catch him either.
Yeah, did you give your full five?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Number one is Julio. Number two is AB. Number three is DeAndre. No. Number three is Michael Thomas. Four is DeAndre. Five is OBJ.
Okay.
I think Michael Thomas. Yeah, I feel like. If Michael Thomas is on your list.
No, I put Michael Thomas and Mike Evans. They're kind of in the same category.
Well, Michael Thomas, he can get any ball. He can run any route.
So can Mike Evans.
Michael Thomas can run any route.
Michael Thomas can run any route. He runs every route. Who else?
Yeah, he's a great route runner, Mike Thomas. And I don't know if it's just the
Chris Carter. That's
him and I don't know him having Drew Brees helps a lot too.
Because here's the thing. There's certain guys that elevate quarterbacks. DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. And there's certain quarterbacks that elevate guys, wide receivers. And I think Michael Thomas.
How much of an elevation is that? Obviously, Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at...
Drew Brees increased your shit by 15 points, bro.
Yeah, look at... who was the receiver they had who was drafted out in the seventh round?
But he was Marquise Colston.
Yeah, he was a beast for a couple of years.
Yep. Now, and that was all Drew Brees.
So now you...
Michael Thomas was a dog at Old State.
He was. And we feel you. Y'all know how I feel about Old State. So I love... that's my man.
And it's no disrespect. It's no disrespect because he's a baller in his own right.
Yeah.
But because you play with Drew, bro, you're elevated. It's not all you doing all this. It looked nice.
So then what about Tyreek Hill then?
Oh, that's a lot. Well, that's his natural God-given speed.
All
right, so
that's all. He just fast as hell.
No, wait. Listen. What I'm saying is with Tyreek Hill, you have the fastest guy in the NFL and the strongest arm guy in the NFL. Nigga, go deep.
That's all speed, bro.
Is he not doing that with Alex Smith?
Nah, it was different.
Speed.
No. He got by guys.
He got elevated by Mahomes.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah, there was some added production to it.
Elevation as a Drew Brees.
Somebody said Amari Cooper. Nah.
Hell nah.
Amari Cooper, my man.
No one has been Mr. Inconsistent.
I like Amari Cooper, but yeah.
He's a second-tier wide receiver.
In that second tier bunch.
Somebody said Keenan Allen is over. And I'm going to find. I think it was CD Styles said Keenan Allen.
He's not top five, though.
He said he's over Juju, FIFO.
I agree with that.
What?
I think Keenan.
You're talking about injury prone. He can't stay on the field either. But he's nice, though.
I'm saying, but when
he's nice.
He's nice.
Yeah, he is nice. I'll take Juju over Keenan Allen.
I'll take Juju. We're going to see this.
Nah, Juju, man. Juju, that dude, man. I don't know if he's top five yet, but he that dude.
You saying he's top five?
I'm saying he's top five.
You bugging, man. I'm going to have to say that. All disrespect. You bugging on Juju.
I'm trying to get to. What else they said in the chat, B? I'm trying to pull it up.
You got him over Tyreek Hill?
I don't know.
Because Tyreek Hill.
They said Juju not top five.
Tyreek Hill, that's cool.
I don't think I got him over.
They said we're sleeping on Mike Evans. No, I thought we mentioned Mike Evans.
We did mention Mike Evans, but I don't think he's as crisp as a route runner as the rest of the guys.
He's a big guy.
Okay, he's just box big. Him out. Yep, exactly.
What about my man from Minnesota?
Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad white boy. That's the new. That's the new Jordan Ed McCaffrey. Jordan Nelson.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Chris Collinsworth.
Adam nice, man. Adam Thielen nice, man.
He's in the bottom tip. Like, he's in, like...
Oh, who was the guy from Green Bay?
Jordy?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, Jordy was that dude.
Jordy was that dude.
Yeah, man. When Jordy was out,
I don't know how he do it, but he get open and he...
Because nobody think he's about to look at us. This white boy, man. That's he know he gone.
This is his second year doing it, though, right?
Hey, man.
Like, he been balling.
You know how we can get a little cocky. We'll see. They might shut him down now. They may be tired of his shit. Diggs over Thielen. I like Diggs, but I think I'll take Thielen over Diggs.
Thielen is better wide receiver.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Diggs is more talented, but Thielen will give you more production.
Yeah, but I like Diggs.
AJ Green.
Obviously. Damn, Minnesota got them a nice little wide receiver.
That's his only.
If AJ was still healthy, he'd be my top five.
I'm just thinking about that. Yeah, Minnesota got a nice little receiving
core. This is nice, man. I like this.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's
all,
right.
It's all on Captain Kirk now.
Man, NFC North is whack this year.
Let me pull up a list. Who else we got here?
Lions whack. Bears might take that division.
Yeah, I like their running back.
Green Bay. I think Green Bay not going to be all that this season, to be honest with you.
They never had no running game.
They don't.
How you have Aaron Rodgers
all these years and don't have
what's his name?
You should have been drafted like a Todd Gurley type, like back by now. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about my Lions when we had Calvin Johnson.
What's his name? Eddie what?
Eddie Lacy.
He made me look so bad.
He was supposed to be one year, then he sucked the other one.
Oh my God, he wasn't the same afterwards.
Patty melts.
But he should have been that dude. I had him in the top five, bro.
Everybody had him being like, especially you playing with Aaron Rodgers. You supposed to be right. He came out of Alabama too, right?
Yeah.
And he balled out.
He did that one year.
He got comfortable.
Let's see what else he got in here.
Can't do that,
I'm trying to think of more wide receivers. But
what about T.Y. Hilton? And fuck with him?
He's top 15.
He's underrated.
He's not top 10.
He's like an underrated second tier guy.
He is.
I would put him like in that bar.
He's sneaky. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
He's that type of guy.
You know, whom I'm looking to see be is Kenny Golladay. I wanted to see if that was a fluke last year. He looked like he got talent. He got height.
You know who, I'm interested in? The Dallas wide receiver, number 13, Gallup.
Michael Gallup?
Yeah.
I think he might do something?
I think he might do something this year. Or, like, have, like, a Tyler Boyd breakout season.
Speaking of Dallas, y'all think Dak was crazy as hell for asking, for turning down million. That $30
million? Is that true?
It's true.
It's true.
He wants 40.
He turned down
30. I said just being in the middle.
Who just got paid? Russell Wilson got 35 a year, right?
Somewhere around that. But he's a Super Bowl winning quarter. He's a Super Bowl. Yeah. He's a two-time.
Carson Wentz got how much? Like, 30 guaranteed?
But like, they got in, and I saw this today, but they got in before the market reset. So they were smart.
They were smart, yeah.
They got in and paid him what seemed like top dollar. The market reset, and now it's up to like 40.
That's the market.
The market is the market. But for a guy like Dak, though,
we can't always talk about being pro brother or pro player, and we don't let these niggas make the money that they're supposed to be making. The market says this is the number that these quarterbacks are supposed to be making. You pay what the market says.
$40 million for Dak Prescott, bro?
He's the face of the Cowboys. He has won a lot of games for him. He's outside of Brady.
He ain't won those damn games for him.
He won the most games outside of Brady.
That was Zeke won all those damn games for him, bro.
Both me and you know that. But as far as what he can prove, the stats and the numbers.
He can't even prove that.
So Zeke.
Did he not beat Seattle?
He can't prove that. If you and I know that. You know damn well the Joneses know that.
Did he beat Seattle and gave the Rams a run for their money?
Did he beat the Rams?
Did he beat them without Zeke, though?
Thank you. Go ahead.
I mean,
because look what happened with Zeke.
Does Jared Goff get to the Super Bowl without Gurley?
He kind of did, because Gurley started playing kind of suspect. The injury. Because remember what we was all saying? Something ain't right with Gurley.
It was in the playoffs.
It was in the playoffs.
You got Chris Anderson.
Hey, what would I call it? Is Dak top 10, top 8?
QB?
Yeah.
He's thinking now. He got scared as hell.
So he's in the top 10.
He's number 10.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're tripping,
maybe
bro.
Maybe 10 quarterbacks better than Dak Prescott. Right now, off top. No, off top.
I just need to see the logos.
Give me a fuck out of your list. Go ahead. Maybe 10. Right now.
I'm going to tell you who he's not better than. He's not better than Matt Ryan.
Okay. Keep going.
He's not better than Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Mahomes.
Keep picking
Mahomes.
Those. Don't help him out.
Andrew Luck.
Okay. That's five.
Big Ben.
Okay.
I'm just going through in my head.
Let me give him a list.
I just got to see the logos so I know who's there.
You got six?
Yeah.
Let's the logo. I ain't showing the list. I'm just showing the logo.
Obviously, Tom Brady. I need the team logo.
There's one more out there.
The team logo.
You gotta say it on the mic so we can get this down. He over here looking at
you. We got seven. You counting seven?
He got seven.
I just need the NFL teams. Hold on.
Matthew Stafford.
There we go.
Would you put Matthew Stafford over there?
Philly?
Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
Oh, that's where you fucked up.
Let him finish.
That's where you fucked up.
Let him finish.
You got seven to me.
That's eight.
That's seven to me.
You asking for 10. That's eight.
No, I'm going to go through them. So Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben. Russell Wilson, Mahomes, my guy Drew Brees, my guy Cam Newton.
He fucked up again.
Matthew Stafford?
Nah. Matt Ryan. Philip Rivers.
That's nine.
Andrew Luck.
That's 11.
That's 11 right there. Yeah.
No, I gave you 11.
It was 11. It was
11. One more time.
You were taking niggas out.
Yeah.
He was saying some
niggas. No.
All right, reset.
One more time. Tom Brady.
Okay.
Carson Wentz.
No.
Count it. Count it.
But just count it. That's the ones I'm giving you. Aaron Rodgers. Russell Wilson. Big Ben. Mahomes. Drew Brees. Cam Newton. Give me what's his name?
Matthew Stafford.
No.
You going disrespect?
Goff. Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
Give me
Matt. Jared Goff. Yep.
Give me Matt Ryan. Give me Andrew Luck. And give me Phillip Rivers.
Okay, that
so that's what about 12? Because you taking out three.
Matthew Stafford?
He only had nine. He gave me a lot of Neanderthal ass in the quarterback.
He gave you 12,
Carson Wentz. What has Carson Wentz done to show that he is a winning quarterback?
Bro, he won like what 11, 12 games.
He had one good year when he was almost MVP, but he fucked up. And then the rest, I have not seen him in the playoffs. I trust that. I trust what I see on the field. You keep talking about, we don't talk about projections.
He has a better arm than Dak Prescott. He's a better player than Dak Prescott.
He's more talented, but what has he done? There's a lot more.
But he's better.
He got a Super Bowl ring.
Yep, he sure do.
He what?
He got a Super Bowl ring.
He got a Super Bowl ring.
Sideline.
But I got him there. I got him to the playoffs.
That was his MVP season. That was that one good season you were talking about. No. Oh, you're going to give him credit for the good season, but you don't get the credit for getting the ring.
He don't get no damn credit for the good ring. Because everybody can have a good season.
Hey,
Andy Dalton had a good season. He get a ring.
Andy Dalton don't have a ring.
How is Dak better than Cam Newton?
He has more consistency and he's a...
Has he played in the Super Bowl?
Nope.
He has not played in the Super Bowl.
Is he an MVP?
Nope.
Okay.
He has not done neither of those things. But in the first 2 years of Cam, neither
I'm not putting Dak over Cam. I'm not putting Dak over Cam.
I put Dak over Cam right now.
You
For right now, I put Dak
over Cam. You tripping.
I'm over Cam right now. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious than a motherfucker. Way better than that, bro. He's way better than that.
Can Cam do better than 15 yards right now?
Come on, man.
Come on now. What are you talking about?
I would put Deshaun Watson over Dak Prescott.
Yep. I sure. And you
that's
know what?
An argument.
And that's the only reason why I didn't name him, because it's kind of, it's like a little
it's
bit.
An
even, but
no,
but
from a talent, why,
he's better.
I'm talking about product. When you say production. Fuck out of here,
what's the production, bro?
Yeah, production as far as what have you done up to this point in the NFL?
Name it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, hold on. And Cam Newton has done more than Dak Prescott up until this point in the NFL.
Yes, that's right. But as of right now, I still think he's a better quarterback.
What are you talking about then?
Has Cam Newton won two division titles in the last 3 years? Has Cam Newton won a playoff game in the last 2 years?
Has Dak been to a Super Bowl?
No, he has not.
That was
4 years ago. That was when Dak was in college still. What are we talking about?
We talk about resume.
Did we have this stage 4 years ago?
And you take Dak over resume. Wait, hold on. You take Dak over Jared Goff?
Huh?
You say you take Dak over Jared Goff?
Yes.
You tripping.
Dak can do more. He's more talented.
Oh, no, yeah. Do I have to pull the tape?
What more can he do?
Do I need to pull the tape?
What do I always say?
Remember he said he was top eight. Remember.
Yes, I do.
Has Dak been to a Super Bowl, my nigga?
Can I ask you one question?
Has he been to a Super Bowl?
Yes,
and we're talking about the last. What did he say? What did he say? Last 2 or 3 years, right?
Jared Goff. I've already answered that question. Let me ask you one question. I forgot the damn question.
you ain't got no question. Nigga, you ain't got none.
Man, get out of here, man.
That's what I'm about to say. What do I always say? When I get new information, what happens? You make new decisions. Did Jared Goff look good in that Super Bowl?
What?
No. So I was like, Jared Goff.
But he got him there. And he's the reason.
Did he get him there?
Where was Gurley?
Gurley was MVP candidate before.
Where was Gurley in the playoffs?
He was hurt.
All right. So then how do we get to the Super Bowl?
Running game, offensive line,
Who did they beat to get to the Super Bowl? Who led that comeback then? How did they get there? That was all Goff, baby. Goff made those throws.
CJ Anderson was running up everybody's throat. Everybody knew it. From that Dallas game moving forward, CJ Anderson.
Do you not recall that second half that Goff did? Because I remember he made some big plays down the stretch and deep downfield.
Is that the reason why they won, Ken?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was the whole reason why they changed the NFL rules the next year so that you can review these pass interference calls is because they did.
He's done more than Dak.
Yep.
He's done more than Dak, but is he a better QB?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm not even – I don't even stand for Goff like that. Y'all know I shit it on Goff. But when it comes to the two of them, give me Goff.
All right, we'll see.
I mean, no, give me Dak because I'm pro-black. But for the sake of this argument.
Yeah, the better quarterback is Jared Goff, man. It's just more arm talent. He can make more throws. I think he's taller, right? He's more prototypical. Yeah, he don't have the wheels that –
Dak, I'm with you.
But Dak is limited. And you can't pay 40 million.
How can you say that?
Because you can't put
Dak is not – he's – remember, and I used this analogy last year, right? And I got this off of Colin Cowherd, and he was 100% right. There's quarterbacks that are trucks, and there are quarterbacks that are trailers. A truck is somebody that pulls the team. Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson is built on them. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, right? Like, yeah. Just put it on here. Phillip Rivers, we're going to go. It don't matter what. Don't matter what's in that trailer, we're going to go. But there's certain quarterbacks that need a truck to pull them. They could just be part of the trailer. You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys need more help to get over the top to achieve the same thing. Dak is one of those guys.
More help? What do you think is more help?
More talent around him. I'm just saying, because Dak is a limited quarterback, he needs more help around him to be as successful as a Russell Wilson. Well, you could give Russell Wilson zero, and they're going to make the playoffs. You could give Dak, before Amari Cooper, what the hell was their passing game?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Dak was terrible, bro.
Exactly. So Amari Cooper helped. I'm not going to say he elevated Dak. He helped Dak. But Dak needs elevation. Dak don't elevate other people. Zeke elevates Dak.
Was Amari Cooper the same wide receiver he was in Oakland as he is in Dallas this past year?
What do you mean the same?
Was he looked at the same?
No, he wasn't. And I'll tell you why. That was all John. That was all Gruden. They did not use him. Man. It was talked about.
We can't give this nigga no credit. He just a bump in the like. He just a nigga in the way.
I'm just saying they at least threw down the field. Gruden didn't like Amari Cooper like that. It's documented. It's talked about. You can go look it up.
I asked one simple question. You're giving all the praise to some former coach that you saying that he. Sabotage his basically his career.
He did,
and that's how he got to Dallas when he blew the fuck up. Once he got to Dallas, they were 7-2 in that run that he had, or something like that. They had a huge winning record. Like that. We got to get first of all again. My main point of the argument is that getting paid is all about timing. It's all about what the market says and when you get paid. Right now, this is the best time to be a QB because everybody just got paid outside of Patty Mahomes.
I ain't paying Dak $40 million. I still got to pay Zeke, and I still got to pay Amari Cooper. Bowl,
you going to waste it because of money?
I'm not going to get a Super Bowl because of Dak, bro.
We'll see. All right, don't pay him then. Don't pay him then.
I'm going to pay Zeke, and I'm going to pay Amari Cooper.
Will continue to be a franchise that's called America's Team and hasn't won in over 30 years.
But I'm cool with that.
I
feel you. I don't even know. But all I know is that they're not going to win with Dak. That's what I know.
They've already been winning with Dak. I just told you they won two out of the last three division champs.
And that's cool, but it ain't a Super Bowl. What do they say about the Philadelphia Eagles? Do we talk about the Eagles as one of the greatest teams? No, but how many damn conference championships do they have? They ran damn near a whole decade, bro.
Yeah.
Them boys was dominant.
I think they won like six straight with Donovan McNabb.
But you got to do steps to get there. Don't we always talk about that? I got to be competing in your division before you can even talk about anything else.
And I understand that, but now we're talking about the cream of the cream, bro.
Didn't we call Dak a black Alex Smith?
He is the black Alex Smith.
That's 40.
And how is that top 10? When was Alex Smith ever top 10?
If he's a black Alex Smith, I'm putting Matthew Stafford over him. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, when we say the black anything, that means
I'm putting Matthew Stafford.
At least he played in the Super Bowl. We ain't going to talk about what happened.
When we say black anything, we elevate that talent. All right, first of all. So Alex Smith. He got to NFC Championship title games. Alex Smith, before he got hurt, had the Skins at 7-2. They were going to win that division last year if Alex Smith does not get hurt. Trust me, I was watching those Skins game. Alex Smith is a good QB. If when healthy, Alex Smith to me is a top 10 QB because everywhere Alex Smith goes, he wins.
And he's 40 mil.
And I'll pay Dak. That's the market. Now, is that what I want to pay QBs? If you're asking me a personal opinion, no, I don't want to pay nobody that much money. We talked about that last year when I said Aaron Rodgers wasn't worth that much money, and we saw what happened. I don't think Dak is worth this much money, but if the market says you get as a QB, you get paid 40 mil. There's no question about it.
But the difference is that you pay Aaron Rodgers whatever it takes.
For what? What's the results of Aaron Rodgers? I'm asking you that question right now. What is the result of Aaron Rodgers for the last 3 years?
Let me pose one thing. Let me just pose one thing. Just one thing, please. If you gave Aaron Rodgers Ezekiel Elliott, what would happen?
Oh, we talking Super Bowl, baby.
You drinking?
We talking about
if
Super Bowl, baby.
I'm just saying. Like a tequila shot right now.
I'm just saying.
What he said? Look, he said if.
Look, man.
We know who got a Super Bowl and who don't.
Yep, we know that,
and we know who won
how
it.
How much help did he have when he had that Super Bowl?
He didn't have that much help.
Charles Wilson? Did he not have Greg Jennings? Adam Driver? Or whatever Donald Driver?
Look, man.
Did you not have a young Clay Matthews?
So you're saying that if Dak was on that team, they would have won the Super Bowl?
Yes. Hell no. You mean it? Yo.
Yes.
Yo, you wait, hold on. You know this is like one of only one or two times that a Super Bowl champion like played on the road the entire way? Like, you know that,
Eli
right?
Eli did that too.
That's what I'm saying. One of two times.
Eli did that twice.
Eli didn't do that twice.
He did do it twice.
Did he do that twice?
They were both wild card teams. They were both, trust me, come I don't know.
Okay. They were wild cards.
So you're saying the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning is that big compared to Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott? Because Aaron Rodgers did the same thing Eli Manning did. Actually, Eli Manning was the first QB to do it before Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, that's fine. But
can do it.
No,
is Eli better than Dak?
Hell yeah.
Eli Manning is right now better than Dak.
No, not today.
I'm asking today.
No, of course not today.
Okay, so then Dak Prescott can do what Eli Manning did.
No, whoa. What do you mean? No. The way you pose this is if you take Dak Prescott and put him in Manning's situation back in the day, can Dak Prescott perform like Eli Manning did? Hell no.
Because I'm saying this.
Hell no.
Because Aaron Rodgers did not win that Super Bowl by himself.
If you put Aaron Rodgers in the same situation like Eli Manning, can Aaron Rodgers win?
Yes.
But Dak can't do that, bro.
Dak can do that because we're talking about the same thing.
We're talking about a complete team.
That Green Bay team that won that Super Bowl was a complete team, was it not?
I'm talking about Eli. I'm talking about these Giants.
The teams that we talk about Eli winning with in the championship, they always give credit what? To the defense, to those special plays that the wide receivers made and the tight ends and the running backs, they give credit to everybody else but Eli. But Eli made those throws that he needed to make.
And Dak can't make those same throws
that he needs to make.
Dak can't make those same throws. Mm-mm.
The ones that he needs to make. He might not be sexy and do it all the time, but he does it when he needs to. Nah. He's not that special, man. I'm not trying to root for the Cowboys. I'm not trying to be a Dak Prescott fan.
But we're talking about Dak is mediocre. Dak is in the middle of the league, bro. In terms of quarterbacks.
He's not above the fray.
He's not top 10. I'm not saying that you can't win with Dak. You can win with Dak. I'm just saying it takes more around Dak to win with Dak. That's all I'm saying.
Say Dak Prescott top 10 as number 10. Don't say top 10 in general. Just say as number 10.
It doesn't matter, though. Like, top 10 means top 10.
Yeah, he's number 10.
Don't steer the narrative. It is what it is.
There ain't no spinning narrative. We all know that he...
That he's what?
I know he can be a top... He is a top 10 quarterback.
No, he's not a top 10 quarterback. His resume says it. I've seen him perform
in these games. We watched all these games. We watched the last year's playoffs. Did he not impress? Was he not impressive?
He looked a little shaky without Zeke, though.
He looked good, but that's it. He didn't look amazing.
Playoff for any team, and any team looks shaky.
Mm. Nah, man. Look, this is how.
Without Devontae Adams, does Aaron Rodgers look good?
Yes. Aaron Rodgers look good with whoever.
Right.
I don't know about that.
He gonna sling that thing. Okay.
Same thing with Andrew Luck.
Let me stay healthy. Let me ask you.
Andrew Luck had
when Aaron Rodgers went back to back Hail Marys to win the game, who's the person that caught the ball? Don't fucking matter. Aaron Rodgers threw the ball. You know what I'm saying?
It don't fucking matter.
It's Aaron Rodgers, bro.
He's Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's top five.
You said he was gonna win that 2010 squad. But you pretty much saying he Aaron Rodgers. Hell no.
I'm saying Aaron Rodgers need help like everybody else. Who don't need help? We talk about LeBron James needing help. We say Michael Jordan had help. We saying everybody in the goddamn world need help, but Dak Prescott got help. Oh, it's the help. It ain't him.
No. Everybody, you're 100% right. It's team games, bro. This is not one individual person. All I'm saying
is... So you're saying he don't make a difference?
No. Listen.
He does make a difference. We've seen it.
What I'm saying is, answer this question. Does Dak Prescott elevate people around him, yes or no?
Yes.
Who he elevating?
Thank you, B.
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Did he not? How did he not? We talked about
Amari earlier.
Where did Amari Cooper look better last season, in Oakland or in Dallas?
And why did I tell? And I told you why. And I told you why. Okay. You don't want to accept it.
You said because of John Gruden. If you're that talented, nobody can sabotage you.
Look, Nick.
He was dropping balls when they did throw to him. That was his biggest problem. Was it not be? He was dropping balls. He was not productive. Derek Carr had a great ass season, and then all of a sudden he dropped.
Derek Carr didn't have a great season last year.
When they went to that playoff the year.
And Amari was balling that year.
Exactly. And then what happened?
John Gruden came and fucked everything up. And he messed everything up.
John Gruden messed everything up. Man, we gotta give him his roses. Listen, while we can. At least he got some roses. Some niggas.
I don't care if they pay Dak 40. I want him to get 40. I'm just saying he ain't worth it.
Yep. No, he's just not top 10.
What?
Yeah, he's not top 10.
Dak is not top 10.
I won't go
Amari Cooper. Look, if Dak elevated Amari Cooper, Dak's level of performance would have been at a certain point, right, where Amari wouldn't have had such a dramatic increase on his performance. We saw a dramatic increase in whose performance?
What did we say? What did we say about Dallas before they got Amari Cooper? They needed to get a wide receiver, right? Because Dak need to throw it to somebody. Because Dez left, or Dez got cut, and they need weapons.
Okay, so let me ask you.
So we talk about quarterbacks needing weapons. We give him a weapon. He does good with that weapon. We say, you ain't shit, because you ain't do shit for that weapon.
No. So my point to you is that you said that Dak Prescott elevates.
Yes.
And my point to you is that he doesn't, because it doesn't matter who the wide receiver is in Seattle. They
run the ball. Do they not run the ball?
Okay.
You talked about Russell Wilson. I always talk about Russell Wilson being a top three QB. Y'all say he ain't because...
No, I say he's
the most of the people were at the time when I brought it up, they was like, he ain't.
He's top 10.
He's top 10 in my opinion. He's top three. But a lot of people say he's
Russell
not
Wilson top three.
I think he's top three.
Jesus. He could make an argument.
I think outside of Aaron Rodgers and Patty Mahomes, I'll take Russell Wilson.
Tom Brady.
I'll take Russell Wilson.
Tom Brady, but you give me Tom Brady.
Tom Brady number one, bro. I'll get fucked with
him. He didn't do a goddamn thing.
It don't matter.
The man got six.
I'm not going to sit here.
He
got five.
Nick, stop asking these questions. I'm not going to sit here and talk good about Tom Brady.
He got the...
You're fucking up, man. He got six of them things, baby.
He got six, bro.
Go ahead and
unfortunately,
count
he got I six. Mean, you
want me,
rate.
I can count up for you. Want me
count,
to
count up for him?
Shit, no, maybe. Hey, nigga, I will pull out these numbers quick. I'm about to count this up. Tom Brady got
three.
Six.
Lucky.
He lost three.
He lost two.
He lost three
to Eli.
He lost two to Eli.
He should have lost the last three.
That's why I thought he had five. Because he only been to the Super Bowl what?
Wait, Nick
eight times.
Right. No, I think Nick might be right.
Let's see.
Because he lost three Super Bowls.
He was 3-2. When he was playing Seattle, that was four when they didn't run the
He's a six-time Super Bowl champion.
Yep. Okay. You got six, B. Yo, I know my shit, man.
He played in the Super Bowl nine times.
Nine times.
And he got six.
Confusing me.
Man.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Tom Brady, six. Number one. And he's not number one on your list, bro. I don't know, like, what, like.
He's not.
I probably put Drew Brees.
We got a show for that coming.
He's like this generation's Dan Marino, man. Okay, like, he's a great pet.
All I'm
he's
saying, Tom Brady got to be top three.
Yeah.
He got to be, like.
He's top. He's
I think I'm
top,
putting Drew
top
Brees.
Three right
he's top
now.
Four.
I think, like, Drew Brees.
Top five. He's top five.
Like, Cage Ragnarok wanted me to tell you, he told me, but I'll tell you, Nick, that Aaron Rodgers has been paired with one of the worst defenses in the league for several years. And still be winning.
Winning what? Did they win the division last year? It's not. Did they get to the playoffs last year? That's Has he been in the playoffs year. The last two seasons? What are we talking about? Winning what?
Look, that's only two seasons.
Well, because he threw Hail Marys.
It said several years.
So we going back to the chambers?
It didn't say the last two. It didn't say the last two in which he's been hurt.
Let me ask you something.
Wait. It plays a factor.
Nick, if you swap Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott, Green Bay wins more games?
Green Bay wins more games? No.
Why?
Because there's no help in Green Bay.
But I thought he elevates people.
I said he elevate. That does elevate Amari.
So Rodgers can win without the help in Green Bay, but Dak can't.
No, okay. No one can win in Green Bay. That's what I'm telling you right now.
So then, why are you holding it against Aaron Rodgers, then, Nick?
Because he got. What do you mean I'm holding against Aaron Rodgers? I'm telling you why he's not winning. He ain't got no help. I just told you that. The time he won, he had help. If you don't have help, you're not winning.
So wait. So why if we swap Dak and Aaron Rodgers, Dak won't win more games?
I didn't say he won more games.
No, I'm saying, but you said that Dak elevates people, right? Yes or no?
I said he.
So if Dak Prescott goes to Green Bay, he should win more games than Aaron Rodgers, right?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not better than Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying this. I don't know what y'all asked me to say. I said the same shit. You need help to win games. That was my whole argument. My whole argument, first of all, is that Dak should get paid $40 million if that's what the market dictates. Mm-hmm. Whatever the market dictates, that's what you should get paid.
Mm-hmm. And you should get paid your value.
If you have help on your team, if you have other supporting cast members to help you out, yes, you're going to win more games.
So let me ask you.
But you asked me, what do you elevate? I said he elevated Amari Cooper.
Okay, so if Aaron Rodgers goes to Dallas, do they win the Super Bowl?
I think so.
All right, so that concludes the first show of.
I still don't see who Dak elevated.
Dak can win a Super Bowl this year if everybody stay healthy and.
But my point,
be Super Bowl contenders. Would they not be? They were Super Bowl contenders last
year. They were not Super Bowl contenders last year. Hell no.
Exactly. Number one defense.
So.
Doesn't matter.
Didn't the Ravens have a great defense? Were they Super Bowl contenders?
You still got to score points. And my point to you is that Dak is limited. And you proved my point by saying that if you swap them out, Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback and he takes that team.
I've always said Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback.
More or less.
I told you my top three. I said Patty Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. I did not say Dak Prescott. So obviously I think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. But when you asked me a whole different question, you said, does Dak elevate his team? Or does he elevate players?
And I said he
elevated Amari Cooper.
And he does
then you
not.
Said, switch because, Aaron Rodgers because, and Dak Prescott because, to win more games. Because, that's a whole different question.
Because my point to you is that Dak is in Dallas and they're not going to win. And they're not a top five team.
But has Dallas won more than Green Bay the last couple seasons?
Because they're.
Has Dallas won more than Green Bay the last couple seasons?
Yes.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers has been hurt for the last 2 years.
It's not because of that, because he has help.
And because Aaron Rodgers has been hurt.
But if Dak was that good, they would be. If Dak was $40 million, if he was worth $40 million,
so that's a different question. You're asking me what it's worth.
First of all, Aaron Rodgers had a bum leg last year, and the year before that, he missed what, half the year? Didn't he miss games? And they had to put it in that Hundley kid.
Is being hurt not a part of the game? Is being hurt not a part of the game?
It's a factor on. It's a factor as to why the wins and losses look the way they do. These are facts. You can't ignore it.
Okay, but the fact is they didn't win.
The fact also is if Aaron Rodgers was healthy, that question would be null and void.
If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, we all celebrating something, right? We all drinking. There's a lot of ifs in that question, but I'm saying the facts. You can't say facts and then say some hypothetical.
How many playoff wins does Dallas get this year? Do they make the playoffs?
I think Dallas makes the playoffs.
How many playoff wins?
I think two.
Who are they beating? Wait, hold on. Without Zeke?
No, it's all with Zeke.
Zeke ain't there right now.
He ain't there right now.
So if Zeke doesn't come back, do you still stand by that?
No.
But
Zeke is a big.
If he top 10, he should be able to do that.
Okay. For Troy Aikman, what's his name?
But he wasn't
top 10. If Emmitt Smith is not on
did
that
we ever
spot,
talk about Troy Aikman as a top 10 quarterback?
I'm just asking you a question.
All right, ask a question, my brother.
If Emmitt Smith is not on that squad with Troy Aikman that year that they had that contract dispute, do they go to the Super Bowl? Do they win?
Troy Aikman and Dak Prescott is damn near the same quarterback.
I'm asking a question. I didn't ask that question. You're going up to another direction. I just asked a simple question. Does Troy Aikman go far with or without Emmitt Smith that contract year?
No.
That's the same thing I'm saying. There's certain players that you just have to have around you to win. Zeke is one of them, and I think Dak is one of them too.
So prime example, right? Since we're talking that era, Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl with what?
Once.
No, but with what on the team?
No running game.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was all Dan Marino, right?
All passing.
Swap out Dan Marino and Troy Aikman, what happens?
They don't go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. You're talking okay, dynasty.
Talking about,
so, but I'm just saying, if you're saying the brother's top 10, man, exactly. They should be able to at least get to the
Top 10, you elevate. And Dak don't elevate. So and that's the only point I'm trying to prove.
I just gave you a person no, that he elevated.
No, Amari Cooper elevated Dak Prescott.
Who's throwing it to who?
Like FIFA said.
No, what I'm saying is, you take away Amari Cooper, what does Dak Prescott
say? We saw what they look like on the field.
Exactly. So he don't elevate nobody. It don't matter who you put around Aaron Rodgers. It don't matter who you put around Russell Wilson. It don't matter. Them boys get the numbers. Dak Prescott won't get numbers. Therefore, he has a ceiling. And it don't matter what the hell you put around him, they ain't no Super Bowl contender. Because Dak Prescott is a mediocre quarterback that could possibly win. If all the chips, if all of the right people get hurt, if everything goes around their way, but you know what? He don't push them over the
because
top.
Because we've seen it with other quarterbacks that won, that should have won.
Did I ever say he was better than Aaron Rodgers or Russell?
No, but
Wilson?
What
did
I'm,
I ever say that
but
at
you
all?
Say, but
so
you,
why I keep bringing that up? I'm talking about Dak Prescott.
Because he don't elevate nobody.
Outside of Tom Brady, he is the most winning quarterback in the NFL the last couple seasons. Why are we not giving him the shit that he has already done? Do you not have to win the games? Do you just automatically get wins and losses because of your name?
He always trying to like box these things in these little windows
to
fit his narrative.
How many hypotheticals have they brought up? Switch out Dan Marino and Troy Aikman? Switch out Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott? No, nigga. Talk about the games right now. What did they do the last season?
And I am talking about the games right now. And the thing that you fail to realize is the fact that Dak Prescott is a limited quarterback.
We'll What's up,
year.
B?
Just
we'll see this year.
I just want to know how you have Russ Wilson ranked over Drew Brees.
I just think for right now, I think Russ Wilson is a better quarterback.
Today?
Drew Brees broke down last year.
We saw he still that. Put up dumb numbers.
He did put up dumb numbers, but he broke down at the end when it mattered.
He got.
How did he break down when he was like one cheat call away from a Super Bowl?
I mean, shit, he didn't get to the Super Bowl.
Look at this man's numbers. I don't know.
But what did Dak do? But what did Dak do? How did Dak in the top 10, yo?
What a funny kid.
No, I'm just saying this.
His logic works. It's just how he had to backtrack off of Julio.
No, listen. No, I didn't backtrack off. I said that hurt my argument, but I still think Julio is number one. That's my opinion. I'm just saying, did Dak not lose to the eventual?
It's Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. You said Drew Brees broke down, but he was a play away from the Super Bowl.
But Russell better.
Because he didn't get to the Super Bowl.
No, I just.
But he was in a position to get to the Super Bowl. No, Russell Wilson wasn't.
My argument is that I think Russell Wilson better than Drew Brees. He said Drew Brees was one fluke play away from getting to the Super Bowl. And I was like, well, did he get to the Super Bowl? No. Okay, so then that point doesn't mean nothing.
Yes,
to me.
It does.
It doesn't mean nothing to me.
It has to mean something. Because when you just talking about production about 15, 10 minutes ago?
Production, yes, but that specific game, that specific time.
No, we're just saying that, like if it's
not make mistakes in that game.
Wait. You're looking at it wrong. What we're trying to say is that if it's all a race to the Super Bowl, I got further than you did.
That's fine.
So therefore, I should be better than you because, first of all, I have better numbers than you, and I got further down the road, bro.
Okay.
So how is he better than me?
His numbers.
I think
better.
He's better. That's what I'm saying. I think you could.
Oh, now
he's
shifted to the I part.
I always
see. You know when they start doing that, it's a wrap.
You're talking about personal. It's not a consensus.
Oh, that's personal.
You went from personal because you were
production. Now it's personal opinion. Now I mean, it's just like you all over the place.
It's
gonna be a good year.
We can run the tape back. I'm going to stick to these same shit that I've been saying all the time.
And
I've
it's not going to make sense.
It don't make sense to y'all because y'all got to see it to believe it.
I don't have
it didn't make sense when I said a bunch of other shit that turned out to be right.
Like what?
Boogie Cousins.
And Boogie was aye. He all got right, hurt
you
twice.
You understand what we talking about?
Boogie was aye when he was healthy. He got hurt twice.
I'm just saying. We'll see. This is going to be an interesting year. We're going to see. I'm on the full season of Dead Ass Sports. We're going to see who's
you
right.
You've been on full seasons. What you talking about?
I'm saying, I came in halfway. I was already gone. We're here. This is the first episode.
They say Nick is Ryan Hollis right now.
Hey, right, get we'll the see. Memes up. We'll get see. The memes up.
We'll yo. Yo.
Shout out to the chat.
Shit.
Wow. Yo, funny, yeah.
All right,
man.
Shit. What else
you got on there? What time?
We got some basketball shit.
We run on the whole
hour and a half.
Well, shit. Speaking of Zeke and all that shit, I mean,
are
these running backs really holding out? They gonna hold out like Le'Veon?
I think Le'Veon showed them the way.
Will they end up like Le'Veon? Well,
according to Jerry Jones, he like, Zeke, we don't need your ass.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pollard, Tony Pollard?
Yeah.
He ain't Zeke.
But he ain't Zeke.
Just like the Steelers ran with James Conner.
No, of course. But what does that mean? Because I know that the player has to give some money back, but does that free him from Dallas? Like, can he just become a free agent?
He has two years left. The year has to count. So he has to come back. Like, Le'Veon should have came back by week 10 for that year to count. So he can be a free agent. But for him, like, so if he doesn't play, that means he just didn't play. So that means he still, once he plays a certain amount of games, then it counts for that year to lead up to you being released or whatever. But they could trade you if they don't. Obviously, if you're not, you know, they could trade you. But I don't know. I think that they figure out a deal for both of them. I think Melvin Gordon, he asked for a trade too. I doubt they trade him. I think.
Melvin, it's a wrap for Melvin Gordon. He is.
You don't think he get paid?
Nah. They won way too many games without him. Yeah. That system functions without him.
It's like he can't stay healthy at the right time.
Eckler, he is scattered.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon's out of there. But Zeke, Zeke got leverage.
Zeke
got
to get paid. They got enough money to pay him all.
Yeah, but they'll pay Zeke, I think, at some point. But to hold out with 2 years left on your deal, I think it's smart because we all know they're going to run him in the ground like they did to Marcus Murray and then trade him. So he's trying to get paid before they used up. So I get it. It still feels a little funny to me. Like, all that shit you've been through, bro, you know, but I guess it matters what's on the field and what you're putting up. Yeah, and Zeke, we saw how they looked without him last year.
Zeke really biting the hand that feeding him, in my opinion.
So.
But it's all about leverage, and Zeke is the one with leverage. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, y'all don't look the same without me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a running back, a high-usage running back, and I'm not like one of these little dainty spin-around Saquon Barkley guys. I go through people. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different, you know, years off of my career.
Saquon Barkley's good, though, man.
Oh, no, he is. That boy on another level.
I can't wait to hear y'all top five running back.
So, you know, like, to me, Zeke just has a lot of leverage right now. And I say flex your muscle. You know what I'm saying?
Try it out.
But is this the hill you want to die on right now?
I would if I was him.
Yeah, because here's the thing, man. First of all, you only got one career, bro, and you only got one body. And again, you play the most physical sport, and you play one of the most physical positions.
That and linebacker.
And lineman.
And lineman, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But what is his? I understand that argument. I think he should get paid. But I'm just saying, what's his number? You think it's what Gurley got? What, $45 million guaranteed? Was that
the whatever it takes?
I don't remember.
Whatever.
I don't remember.
Zeke is in position to be like, he has an argument to be the best running back in the NFL.
And he is the best running back in the NFL.
Arguable. And if he wants to be paid the highest, he has the right to ask for that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold out, bro. I'm not going to wait until I'm 30 pay me $30 million guaranteed.
But is anybody else going to pay him that outside of Dallas?
Hell yeah.
He'll get it.
I don't know.
Because at that point, yeah, he'll get it.
You don't think the Colts will pay for that?
Yeah, they'll pay for it.
The Colts will pay for that so quick.
The Colts talk about culture a lot, and I don't think because they had a chance to get Le'Veon, and they ain't even offer him shit. So it's just offer Le'Veon.
That's where I want Le'Veon to go, actually, too. Yeah, I want him to go there.
Okay, fine. San Fran. Come on, man. There's a whole bunch of places.
What about
especially if you don't play in the next 2 years.
What about the Lions?
I was talking about a winning
team. I get the Lions nice.
Look, that would be nice, though, if we had a team that has
like winning aspirations right now.
We got winning aspirations. We want to win every year, baby. We don't, but, you know,
New Orleans would have been nice, too. I just think that right now.
Damn, over Kamara with
Kamara. Can you imagine that? Zeke and Kamara?
That would be crazy.
Michael Thomas?
That would be nuts. Yeah, how you guard that?
Because you upgrade from Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, how you guard that?
You can't
That's
do
crazy.
With that. You can't do nothing with that.
They average like 45 a game.
Yep.
Should they do that now?
Yeah.
maybe 65 a game. Shit.
Nah, but I was just saying, like, with Zeke, I just think that because of all the stuff that he's been through, all the trouble from draft day moving
forward. It's Dallas, baby.
Yeah.
Just, exactly. Like, they take care of their players.
Can you imagine New England?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be fair.
Not even to take care of their players, man. They're used to going through shit like this. Like, this is just another day at the office when it comes to Dallas.
I think he should just worry about the guarantee money more than the longevity. Because that's what any running back right now, you don't have longevity. You just have guaranteed. That's, I think.
Get that longevity paper, baby. That's what I would do. I would say, like FIFO said, man, your shelf life ain't that long. I think get it. Like, pay me.
For like a 50 mil guaranteed. As far as guarantees,
whatever it takes.
Anything else after that is just
what. Look, again, Zeke is in position to be like, "Oh, you don't think I'm worth 50 million? Okay,
right.
Watch,
right?
Watch what happens to your team. Watch all of these other teams. That's like,
we'll see if Dak elevate motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna see
Dak elevate everybody. You know what I'm saying?
It get all rough, bro. You know.
All right. Switching to NBA real quick, Rich Paul, these Rich Paul rules that they amended.
But you saw what happened though, right? Mm-hmm. They took the bachelor degree joint out.
Yeah, I saw that. They had to.
Like, look, and I brought it up on Is the Mic Still On? Because I didn't know what was gonna happen, but the power of social media and the power of LeBron is big as hell. It's big as hell. So I knew I wanted to talk about it while it was still in effect the way it was, but I didn't know if it was going to – I didn't think it was going to, like, amend it like that, honestly.
I'm surprised.
I knew that it was going to get scrutinized. I knew people were going to talk about it. But the NCAA just looks horrible now. And you know what? They just need to let the floodgates open. You need to pay these people. You need to be in the competitive marketplace. This is we're about to go on 2020, bro. Mm-hmm. Y'all operating with 1938 rules.
Right. They had to pay players since when? When did the NCAA get established?
1900, bro. For real.
They had a head start on getting all this money. They can now start cutting the check.
I'm going to see if I can find the article about the history of how the NCAA got to where it was. It's pretty remarkable, man. It's long as hell, but it's a great read to see how they got to have this institutional power that they have over people. But I'm in agreement with you. I do think that they look extremely bad. It made it look like that rule they had in there was targeting certain players.
No,
it was one person. It was one group. It was one demographic.
Yes.
It was one demographic. Yep. It's like when you go to the bars in Buckhead, they got a nigga dress code. You know what I'm saying? No white tees, no ripped jeans, no Jordans, none of that. Like, it's just that's what the NCAA had their own rules, basically. That were similar to that. Mm-hmm. You gotta have a bachelor's degree, 3 years of good standing with the NBA. Mm-hmm. You had a partridge and a pear tree. You had to have a bunch of shit, and it was just like for what? Mm-hmm. Just because LeBron put his homies on, and they ended up damn near taking over the NBA, and like in his life, in his career span.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, to see them change that was interesting because the NCAA normally they don't bend.
They know the social media thing is a
see because here's the thing. This is the reason why I hurt the NCAA. Think about what they just did, right? Like they really shot themselves in the foot. They're saying, look, we're gonna allow you to explore signing with an agent, and if the NBA thing doesn't work out, you could come back. And you're saying to the most powerful agent in basketball currently, right?
Can't touch him.
You can't touch him. What do you think that the players are going to do? The players are going to sign with Rich Paul. Rich Paul is going to be more creative and find these internships for $1 million or finding teams overseas for these young players. And guess who's going to control now the NCAA market?
Well, Rich I was going to say, this was the wrong time to do it because, like you just mentioned, look at RJ, LaMelo. We're on the edge of independence from NCAA. Like, what's his name? Kid from Cincinnati.
RJ Hampton.
No, Darius, what is it, Baisley? From the one who had the New Balance internship that with Clutch Sports.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's innovative. That's something that a lot of players like, what, you can give me $1 million right out of college? I ain't got to go do this, that, and the third or right out of high school?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't got to go to college, and I get drafted by OKC? Like, that, to me, that showed that the NCAA is scared.
Mm-hmm.
They really scared.
See, but again, like, again, that rule wasn't going to help them. It was going to hurt them even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's partly the reason why they had to amend it. not only the scrutiny and the backlash, but again, like I think it gives the players more incentive to sign with Rich Paul and for Rich Paul to find more creative ideas to get these guys paid.
And I was thinking more. I was going to take it even further, like for them to become their own Rich Pauls. Like, I'm not going to go with it. Like, why am I going through this template that I've seen screwed over a lot of people? Look at the Fab Five. Look at pretty much anybody who plays basketball or football in a high collegiate level, Division One level, how they got screwed over and had to wait till they got to the professional league to get paid, just for them to possibly get screwed over in the professional league too. It's like, nah, niggas want they check right now. Like, mm-hmm. if you offering money in a legit way, because like Clutch Sports did for that internship with New Balance, mm-hmm. like he can get a job after the league because he already has good relationships with that company. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a lifer with that company possibly. Mm-hmm. And if he comes a superstar, that's tenfold. So it's just like players and these agents and even the parents are getting more smart. They're educating themselves, more information.
2020.
Like, there's so much information out there that they have to educate themselves and put them in a better position.
I want to respond to Scargate, who feels the rule is more classist than racist. Part of his logic is because there were two black people on the committee, which is faulty logic.
Some of the two tokens.
Yeah, Grant Hill and David Robinson.
Two tokens.
We don't necessarily, well, Grant, we know he went to Duke and there were some things said about him. David Robinson, I'm not exactly mm-hmm. sure. But nevertheless, just because black people were on the committee don't mean the rule wasn't racist. They could support the ideologies of the committee themselves, or they could simply be outnumbered mm-hmm. and didn't have much to say about it. And they maybe they objected to and provided feedback on how it looked. They may have told them, yo, this is a bad idea. This is going to look racist. But there is some classism there, but there's also racism because of how the rule came about and the demographic you mentioned that was being targeted. And what I mentioned on the Islam Isolation was that it was institutional racism. This is what it looks like. Because we've seen a certain demographic come through the side door or the back door or whatever door you want to call it, and rise to prominence and power within the league. And we know that he wasn't the only one. We know that there had to have been white people that have done the same thing, but they don't have the power. And when that power has been taken from them, they have to correct it. They always have to correct the system. And that's what they attempted to do. So it's racist and it's classist. It's both. But for me, it's more racist than classist, because of who it was targeting and why the rule was implemented or put into place in the first place. And that's also why it was amended and why it received as much backlash as it did on social media and everywhere.
Yeah, they was trying to sun Rich Paul. It was like, oh, that's nice.
So, yeah.
That's what white people always do. They always got their rules. That's how they try to keep us. And then we have to, you know, find loopholes and find other ways.
Just like power.
Yeah.
Ghost always got to jump through all them damn hoops, bro.
You want to get back to this power conversation. That's going to be our phrase for a second, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Was that it?
Well, there's more, but...
No, we got to talk the schedule.
I want to ask you real quick what you think about USA holding out, you know, not letting Melo join the USA championship.
Ken just broke down classism and racism. My nigga's been bamboozled. I don't wait to let it stray. Nah, real talk. It's what I've always been saying. They blackballing Melo. I just think a lot of because of his perception in the league, and because I think certain coaches and maybe
so
GMs.
So after that happening, after just seeing that go down, do you think he's going to play in the NBA?
The only team I can see him play for is the Lakers. That's because of LeBron. I think right now,
if it's not the Lakers, it's a wrap. Pretty much,
it might be a wrap.
And like, how soon you think that's gonna happen? Like, we'll know something.
It has to be this season,
like, before the season starts, or like
I think you can add players in during the NBA deadline, maybe possibly before the playoffs start.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as he stays in shape, I think he'll have an opportunity. But it has to be because of someone else vouching for him.
And then, pretty much at this point, you think he'll have to come off the bench. He have to understand.
He definitely. I think that's why he went on First Take to say that I'm humbled and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win.
Okay.
All right, man.
Schedule.
The NBA schedule.
Yeah, schedule real quick.
So, opening night, NBA say, look, man, y'all ain't got to wait. We're going to get right to you. Set it up on the platter.
Smart.
And it's showing that Zion is still a ticket because he got a lot of New Orleans Pelicans guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never seen them. I mean, they got a lot of primetime games. Like they got NBA opening night, and he's going to be on Christmas Day.
Who are they playing on Christmas Day?
They playing the Nuggets. They playing Denver Nuggets. I think they got the – I predicted the time.
That's how much they don't.
Remember I told y'all the times that they was playing and stuff? That shit was right. Yeah, shit was fucking right. I told y'all.
I agree with you on that. They're bringing the times early because all the best players on the West Coast. Western Conference.
I knew it. I saw that shit.
Let me look at this schedule.
Oh, I was just looking to see when Detroit was coming in town to play the Hawks.
Yeah, October.
The Hawks, they started. Who they play? Who Trae Young and them play? I forgot who they start off. Was you looking?
Well, I'm just looking at the top 10 opening night. They got the Lakers and the Clippers on the 22nd.
To Raptors and I think it's the Pelicans.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
Yeah, Raptors and Pelicans.
So we know why they on TV because of Zion.
That's it. Zion is the ticket. Zion is still a ticket. I hope that brother stay healthy all this year, man. You know, the majority of the season, man. Because if just New Orleans Pelicans look like they're going to be a fun young team to watch with, you know, Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and. Yeah, Zion and
all
them.
How y'all feel about Zion signing to Jordan?
I had that as a question. We can get into it, but I think that was a brilliant move. I think it was a brilliant move.
Because here's the thing. I feel that when you sign a Nike, there's only been 7 signature athletes with Nike, and that's special. You know, and I feel that you can create your own brand the same way Jordan did. But when you sign under somebody's personal brand, like, it's always his last name first. It's always Jordan. It's not Zion. Like, everybody says King James. LeBron has his own logo. It's his. You know what I'm saying? As a signature athlete. Zion is just under Jordan. Like, it doesn't have the same pizzazz.
Zion's going to get his own logo. You can still get your own. CP3 got his own logo.
And I'm not saying that it's not your own logo, but it's still Jordan brand.
But outside of Jordan himself, no one has lived up to that Jordan brand. He's the most exciting athlete to come out on the Jordan brand.
Because it's Jordan.
But I think that if he can elevate, if he can be as exciting and as productive as he was in college in the league, at least for these first few years,
that won't be enough.
I think it'll be enough as far to say like Zion is the face of Jordan Brand. That's a big thing.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was about to go into the touch into the schedule. So, of course, the opening week. I mean, opening day. I'm gonna kind of get into the first week of the NBA season. So you got Pelicans and Raptors. It's the TNT doubleheader on Tuesday. Pelicans are at Raptors, and then you got Lakers and Clippers. That's on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, you got pretty much everybody else. But the doubleheader for that night is Celtics at Sixers on ESPN and the Nuggets at Trailblazers on ESPN. So that's Wednesday night. And then a Thursday TNT doubleheader. Why is it not loading up? And come on. Okay, here we go. The Bucks at the Rockets at 8 p.m. and Clippers at Warriors at 10:30. Oh, man, they ain't showing the Pistons and Hawks. They on Thursday. That's the Pistons home opener against the Hawks. That's who the Hawks start the season off with at the pit at Detroit on October 23rd. And on Friday, doubleheaders is Mavericks at Pelicans. I'm telling you, Pelicans about to get a lot of primetime games.
That's 3 games.
And then Jazz at Lakers on ESPN. That's the Friday night doubleheader.
That's going to be a good
game. So, yeah, the first week of the NBA.
The first week, Zion already paid off what he was worth.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. That's what I'm saying. I remember when I was skimming through the NBA schedule, I just kept looking Pelicans. I just kept seeing like primetime game Pelicans. I'm like, damn, bro, Zion.
They tried that with AD. It didn't work.
But AD, we all knew
exciting though.
No, and we knew that AD rookie year physically wasn't ready.
Right.
We not saying that about Zion.
Talent wise, he was ready.
Talent wise,
but physical.
Chubb Rock.
You said what? Chubb Rock? Did you say Chubb Rock? 1990 comebacks up and on the scene and the green in the pocket full of green.
I'm saying this. He do need to lose at least 50 pounds.
50 pounds?
50?
That fool gonna be just as big as me
if he lose 50 pounds.
He out there built like Flint Flintstone.
Zion gonna go from a power forward to a point guard.
He need to slim down to LeBron's size.
50 pounds?
He need to slim down to
LeBron. LeBron didn't lose no damn 50 pounds? What are you talking about?
LeBron slowly but surely lost weight. If you look at when he came in the league and where he is at now, he slowly but surely lost weight. He transitioned.
LeBron,
I'm saying
probably
right
lost
now,
like
10 this
pounds.
Nigga too big.
LeBron wasn't chubby though.
That's what I'm saying.
All the more reason he didn't lose more. He got to lose 50.
Nah, man, he'd be all right, man. I think everybody's overstating
the
weight thing.
What you do with shoe in college? What you think you gonna do in the NBA?
That don't have nothing to do with weight.
Exactly.
Was cheap ass shoes.
That was the Paul George.
That's sports. That's sports. That ain't weight.
Right.
That's not because I'm. That's because. Motherfucker, I got like 50 inches of vertical in these goddamn feet.
FIFO, you know when you was little and there was that one kid that was like, what, you can't play with him, he's too big.
So you said Zion should be 234.
Yes, that's a great size.
Nah. But that's just not him though. You can't look, man. Zion is an outlier. How many
perfect?
Huh?
Is he perfect?
Nobody's perfect.
No, I'm saying, or is he the best he can be right now?
We don't know.
I'm saying, can he get better?
We don't know.
What is the weight now, B?
284.
That's a big ass nigga. That's damn near 300 pounds.
We understand that.
What is it, 6'7"?
6'7".
That's
234, though?
That's big as hell.
But does he look 284, yes or no?
Nah.
Hell no.
That's what he
but
looks
like. But he don't look 284.
250, 260 would be good.
260, yeah. 260, that's
230.
Great.
He got to run up and
weight.
Down for
82.
230,
he'll
be too skinny.
We'll be out here like KD. Shit.
Yeah, 235 too small.
You got to think, man, for us men, losing 50 pounds is a lot, man. Come on, stop.
He's still a kid. He ain't like 19.
Like
y'all
like
he
a thick
though,
ass
man.
Thought or something, man. Like he needs to lose 50 pounds.
He an outlier, man. Like you can't. You
yeah.
Can't.
He is, what's his name? Lil Rashad.
Yeah.
He ain't little man like her.
Look, man.
He didn't cut it down.
He's an outlier. You can't rank him against other people. Like, he's just on to himself.
I understand.
Just like LeBron.
I'm
you know
not
what
trying
saying?
To rank him like that, but I'm just saying, like, for his size and for what he does and for 82 games, he got to cut weight.
But that's why he's an outlier, though.
50 pounds, though.
Do we agree that he needs to cut weight?
I don't think so. I think it's overstated.
I said 260.
Ken, what's up? You
I, said
what 260. You call
him? I said 260. I said 260.
Why you say that? Exactly. Come on, man. Keep it
no, up. No, he'll get fit.
Larry
he'll
Johnson fit. Was 255.
It'll happen.
Grandmama.
That was a different era.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, he was slimmer. That's why LeBron lost weight.
Which is crazy, though. Like, when you think about it, he's 284 and moving like that.
No, but that's not good. That's not sustainable.
Damn.
No, that's
man.
Not sustainable.
Damn.
Why is it not?
No. To his point, as he get older, we all know metabolism slow down. Even though they're in a whole different era in terms of what they're doing physically.
But we're talking 12 years from now.
But I know. Right now, it's been working for him. Five.
I'm talking about 5 years from now.
You tripping.
He's like a baby right now. He's like
18.
He'll be your age. He'll be younger than you. How are you at 24? Well, I bet you were running around with no problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I still run around now. I'm just saying, like, but I can tell that I'm getting older. I got stretched more. That's what I told you.
And we get that. He's going to be an NBA
player. And he'll know that, too.
He'll have that. He'll be fine.
The nutrition start, the earlier you start, the better you are for longer.
And I get that, but all I'm saying is his playing weight cannot be compared to others because he's an outlier. He'll be fine at 280, 270, because that's how God made him. He'll be fine.
We've seen other players his size, and we say
we've never seen nobody his size.
Shaq
gained weight. And then
we seen them with injuries later on because they didn't take care of themselves. We always talk about if Shaq would have stayed healthy or took care of
himself. But you know what? But
better.
Shaq still gave you 13 good years.
Yeah, he did.
That's
Hall of Fame.
That's
Shaq,
the last
maybe he'll turn
that's not the last.
And Shaq gained weight.
Shaq played
after,
like 15
after
years.
Miami, Shaq was done.
No, I feel you, but I'm just saying Shaq played 15 some plus years.
Yeah,
right.
You don't count that.
But I'm saying he gave you 12 good years.
Shit, 13.
Maybe he'll be like Elton Brand.
I mean, after Miami, he was done. But shit, at Miami, he was like year 15 at that point, or around that area. You know what I'm saying? So he already put time in the game.
Yeah.
He came in the game in like 91, 92, dude. And when he left Miami, it was 2006. So, shit. He was already.
14, 15
years. So, by the time Miami, he was done. But he gave you 15 years, dude.
And if you're talking elite level.
98 through like 2003.
So look.
That's elite level
Shaq.
God
built Shaq to be the most physically dominant. And
Shaq gained weight. Shaq was prime year. No, yeah. His prime years, he was bigger in LA than he was in Orlando. He was better when he was in LA.
But I'm just saying, but he also understood the game better and he knew how to play.
How can you say that? How can you say he understood the game better? Why did he understand the game better?
As you get older and playing a sport, you get better at it. Or you're supposed to be. Especially
but the weight wasn't a deterrent.
But he was 7'1". Like he had a lot of room to
and Zion got 50 inches of bounce in his legs.
But Zion 6'7", carrying the same weight as Shaq.
50 inches of bounce, yo.
Shaq was 330.
The nigga damn near close to 300. He close to 302, whatever you were
saying. 287 ain't 330, though.
But still, it fit Shaq's physique. And I think to FIFO's point, the way Zion is made now is fitting his physique. Because that's what
I look at Zion. Zion did not look no 287.
Man, supposed to be Zion. Yes, Eli, bro. You need to start cutting your
shit. Man, no, he doesn't.
Man, at 6'7", at 284, he ain't supposed to be moving like that, bro.
He's not supposed exactly. Why is that?
But he is.
Why is that,
because God gave it to him.
Yes, bro.
God gave it to him.
God gives and God taketh away.
No, but God ain't gonna take it away just yet.
I know we need to take a plate away. That's what I'm trying to say.
He doesn't look big though, Nick. I mean, like he's like a big dude, but he doesn't look like. Oh man, you need to. You one cheeseburger weight. Like, yeah. That dude is in shape. He's fit.
We'll see.
All right. Let me see. All right, we go.
What's the chat talking about?
Y'all let us know, man. Y'all been rocking with us, man. We appreciate that, man. I love the chat. The chat been going in. We love it, man.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm just
keep
looking through.
This energy. We love this, man. So I'm going to go through here and see if we can hit some quick questions. We haven't talked about the Bears. Prince GMO, and no, they could not have won it all last year.
Money making Mitch, I said, hey, shout out to the Bears.
Oh my goodness,
they was counting you out last year, but yeah, I think the Bears can. I think the Bears gonna win the division title this year.
So
NFC North,
get out of here with money
to make the NFC North. Yeah, I see that. Of course,
yeah, they can do it.
NFC North gonna be right.
What were you saying as you was walking up?
No, I was just saying money making Mitch. You was right, but he's still fluky though. Like, it's not what he does is not sustainable. It's more Matt Nagy than anything else. It's not Mitch Trubisky.
I can see that quarterbacks you don't respect, you're going to give it to everybody else but them.
Nah, here's the thing.
Do you respect him as a quarterback?
He all right. But I'm just saying it's not.
And that was his second year. That was a big jump from his first year to his second year.
No, I give credit where credit's due, but he's also a ceiling quarterback too.
Who?
Mitch Trubisky.
I think he's getting better. I don't think we've seen him. You think that last year was the best we saw of Mitch?
I put it to you like this, man. I think that you can spot a Super Bowl winning quarterback in the first 3 years in the NFL.
Somebody asked about Lamar Jackson. Eddie D, I don't know what we...
He can't win in the league.
Damn. Nigga, he just had a rookie year.
But he
said 3 years and you count him out.
But the thing is that I don't think that you can gain the pocket awareness and skill level to be an elite passer that it takes to win in this game, because running the ball 10 times a game as a quarterback, 15 times designed runs, that's not sustainable.
And he's not big.
And we see what he's done to Cam Newton.
They were saying that this offense this year has been tailor-made around him and it's supposed to be like something we've never seen.
And I get all that. But at the end of the day, like, it has to be gimmicky for it to work, because he's not a traditional passing quarterback. And all I'm saying is that there's only but so much gimmick you can do. It's just not sustainable. You can't play like that for 10 plus years. He can't be Tom Brady. He's going to be in and out the league. It is what it is. Like, he's just not a good enough passer to have sustainability.
You in and out the league?
I don't know when, but at some point in time, yeah.
Wow.
I need to see some more.
I think we see a big jump as far as him being a quarterback.
We'll see.
We'll see a lot more throws.
I'm just saying, based off of what I saw last year, preseason stuff, that's not sustainable. We'll see how good Harbaugh is. We'll see what they come up with. We'll see how much better he got. But I don't know about it.
I would say this would be a great showcase to show how good of a coach Harbaugh is. If he can do this with... He coached Flacco. He going to coach him.
Well, you know, he hit up the bro. Like, hey, bro, what'd you do with Colin, homie?
Shout out to Deuce1042 in the chat from Twitter. Y'all know Deuce?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Deuce.
He in the chat?
Yeah, kicking it in there.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yep, so But anyway, yeah, call him Scam Newton. that was Prince. I don't know. Cam might be coming back. We got
to
see.
Cam
but,
about to lose his job if he don't play good this year.
To
who? Will Greer from West Virginia. I think that's where he's from.
Hey, Will Greer take his job?
I think so. Because, I mean, Cam, the last time I saw Cam, he couldn't throw the ball past 20 yards.
Yeah, his shoulder was hurt. Baseball season is winding down. We got a lot of prospects coming up. There's this brother, they call him Aquino. I mean, they call him the Punisher, and his name is Aquino. He's pretty dope. Ronald Acuna Jr. has been pretty hot lately. Got a
Rays
lot of,
been playing good.
Yeah, they have.
They still, what's the playoffs looking like?
That I don't know yet. If the Yankees stay hurt.
Yeah, like playoff. Yeah. Like,
but they still win. Yankees.
I don't know how they're doing it, man. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Them and everybody hurt, right?
Yeah, because the guy they paid all that money to. Carlos Stanton.
Stanton.
He played like 8 games.
Yep. And Judge been in and out.
He can't stay on the field. Yeah, Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. I say Alex Judge. Yeah, Aaron Judge.
Gary
yeah.
Sanchez has been hurt. He can't get on the field. Yep. Severino's been out all damn year, and they're still talking about they're going to win the Super Bowl. But then the Astros just traded for Zach Greinke. So,
the World Series. You said Super Bowl.
World Series. Yeah. Zach Greinke. So they got a 4-man rotation. They could repeat, and they still got that offense. So yeah, we're going to get into some more baseball out. Now that I know we're back, I'm going to try to pull some stuff to talk about. You know, that I've been seeing to kind of give you guys an update on that. Now that it's winding down, we're about to get going to the playoffs. But I'm trying to get to a Braves game.
I was going to say the best.
Oh, I'm down. I've been to a couple of Braves games.
Go on Friday nights. They have fireworks.
Yeah, I
want to
take my boys.
Go
man.
Friday nights.
Yeah, let me know, man. I'll definitely be down.
I haven't been to a game yet. I've been to the stadium a bunch of times, but I just haven't been to the game.
I got
to
go see Ronald Acuna, man. Yeah, that dude is the truth.
Yeah, I don't go for the baseball players. I'm sorry. I go for the ambiance, man. Like, they did an amazing job.
I heard that stadium was great.
Yeah, SunTrust Park is amazing, man. I've been to Turner Field a couple times. Obviously, I live, like, right there to it. It's not SunTrust,
it's not
bro.
That at
oh,
all.
My yeah. God. You I think I went to haven't been?
I went to Turner Field.
Oh, you no, SunTrust.
Yeah, I've been to SunTrust twice already. Yeah. Yep. Like I said, I always go on Friday because they do fireworks after the game.
We get into that, the best part of being a sports fan.
You get everything.
Hey, you get baseball,
playoffs,
college football.
Everything.
All that stuff.
More overload.
Shout out to Big. What? What's up?
No, go ahead.
I was about to say shout out to Ice Cube Big 3, man, because I went when they came here in Atlanta. I think we were still shooting Dead End Sports too, and I didn't show up to the shoot because I went to the Big 3. No, it was Sunday. I had to leave early at night because I had to go to the Big 3. But, yeah, shout out to that, man. It's getting bigger and bigger, man. Last year, they was at the Gwinnett Center. This year, they was at State Farm. So, like, it's getting bigger. They get Ice Cube getting more sponsors. Like, everyone seems to be back. And they've taken, like, the players take this really serious. They have, like, a draft night. They have, like, a draft night, just like how the NBA had a little draft night and stuff. People commentating and stuff. So, it's dope. Players get in shape now. Players that's playing, they really get in shape and take this serious.
Did you
and
see Nate Robinson?
That game winner over Big Baby Davis?
Baby.
Yeah, man. It's fun, man. It's really fun to watch. And when I was there, you can hear them talking like.
Oh yeah. They talk real shit.
They be talking.
Yeah, I know.
Like in Central Park talking. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, I love that, man. Yep, so shout out to Ice Cube and everything that he's doing, man. I'm glad to see Big 3 take off.
Yeah,
you know,
pioneer.
Yeah, it's not like that other. Because
you know what's interesting? It's kind of like. Playing in the Big 3 takes it back to where it all started, like where your basketball skills really came up. Because it's when you play 3. It's when you play in the park.
You know who's still – and I don't know if it's because it's the Big 3, but I'm like, shit, he can still play about a good 10, 15 minutes in the league. Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why is no one hit him up for some service? Because
there's a couple of guys. Nate Robinson?
He can still play. Yeah, like there's some guys out there. I'm like, man, like – these guys can still at least play a good 10 to 15 minutes in the league. I'm pretty sure no teams hit them up for that. I'm like, I'm surprised nobody ended up with Amari Stoudemire, man, like for real. So, but yeah, shout out to Big 3, man, Ice Cube. That's dope.
And also in closing, shout out to Simone Biles.
Yes. Pulling off whatever that shit she did. I don't know what it was. But when I saw the slow motion, I was like, ah, damn, that shit looked amazing. The first person to pull off a triple, double, triple. something that she did. I wish I knew the name of it, but it just looked amazing. She's the first and only person in gymnastic history to pull this off. And she did something else on the beam, too, mm-hmm. that no one's never done before either. So shout out to Black Excellence, man. Like, that's dope. That's so dope. And I don't see a lot of people talking about that. And it's just like, man, like, she did some amazing stuff. If we somebody else would have did it, it would have been front page news. And we'd been hearing about it all day, so. Shout out to Simone Biles.
That's why we got this show to talk about stuff like that that's often overlooked. Mm-hmm. Coco became a phenomenon. Simone Biles is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I'll post that to the Instagram for those of you that haven't seen it that would care to watch. You got to watch it in slow motion.
It's crazy.
Like, when you watch it in slow motion,
you still don't know what you watch, but you know it's amazing.
I don't know how she did it.
Pull it up, B.
I don't know how she did it. I'm like, wow, what is that? How are you able to twist and contort your body that yes. many times in one jump? Mm. Like, and then you watch her, she's still moving. Man, it's fantastic. I mean, you know, when I was young, I used to be able to.
Let that go, baby.
We back, but we ain't that far back.
We already talked about Zion.
Oh, man. Anyway, that's going to do it for us, man. We'll catch you guys next week. Again, leave us feedback about the new setup and the show. And we got your feedback also, or your suggestions about some additions that you want to add it to the show, like a pass the mic sort of segment and something else. But yeah, we're going to work that in this season, man. And look, love the views and the downloads and the plays. Everything has been going through the roof. We appreciate that. But continue to share the show and let other people know about this brand, this style, I should say, of sports coverage that you can't get anywhere else. Like, mm-mm. It's raw. It's how you and your homies do, man. Yep.
We ain't always 100% right.
We're not right.
Look at me when you say that. Look at the camera. Talk to the people.
Talk to the people.
Yeah,
I'm talking
yeah.
to the people that's wrong, man.
Yeah, so there's some other content on there, some other shows that, you know, I've heard we could definitely replace and be a little bit more entertaining. So, but we can't get there without
talk
you guys.
Man.
Yeah,
don't hold back.
We can't get there. Somebody want me to get old man Ken and just start firing
talk that talk,
them nuclear weapons. I ain't there yet. I got to look at these babies I got. But
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man.
Dead End Sports, collabing with Dead End Games.
Yep. Dead End September Gaming. 7th, 4 p.m.
Madden Tournament.
Madden Tournament. You know what I'm saying? Look, you see the stage. You see what it look like. You know what a championship game going to be played. It's going to be right here on this stage. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't, go and follow Dead End Studios ATL on IG so you can get a sense of the space. You know what I'm saying? Go follow Dead End Gaming so you can see how all of the other tournaments went down. Look, man, we only growth. Growth is progress. Progress is forward, and that's what we does.
All right, and Teddy, yeah, we'll definitely get more in the comments, man, as we do the show live. And y'all not cooking our ass on any damn thing. You know, I'll figure out a way to bring y'all on the show. Y'all can get roasted, too. Anyway, we'll catch y'all next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.
They called you Nick Hollins.
Yo, hey, you need to change it to the
handle. Oh, shit.
They hate
me, man. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, CD, we're going to make sure security's on point. Okay, cool. Yeah, we already know about that security, bro. We got that covered, so just make sure we got security for Madden. So anyway, we out, y'all. Peace.
I'm Amanda Cerny.
And I'm Summer Rae.
And we want you to listen to our new podcast,
Oh Honey.
This is where our lovesick listeners write in their diary entries and we give our best advice.
Oh Honey covers anything from catching your crush's attention to living your best single life.
And we have some very special guests that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download our Oh Honey podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Or your favorite podcast app.
Oh Honey.
Oh Honey.
Oh Honey.
Oh Honey. Oh Honey. Oh Honey.
If you want a tutorial on what celebrities are doing, this is what you want to hear.
This is something that represents, you know, who I am.
Like, everything was too much, the pressure was too high, and that's kind of like where the song came out of.
How do artists maintain relationships while on the road?
It's funny, we have like friends that see it and they're like, can I come on tour with you? And they come, and after a weekend, they're like, I don't know how you do this.
As an A-list celebrity, how do you stay mentally healthy?
I'm always learning something new every day. I think I focused a lot on just like trying to maybe take some time off in the future.
What goes on in the real lives of celebrities?
This is the real behind-the-scenes look
that the fans aren't seeing.
What do celebrities,
how do celebrities,
what celebrities are doing behind the fame?
This is BTF.
Hollywire.
Hollywire is bringing you behind the fame. The fame.